A prisoner. This message by Brother William Marion Branham was delivered on Wednesday evening, July 17, 1963, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Mutamiwa. Lingusale kamuzwale William Marion Branham nelikutalizwe labula lumanzibwana sikulu 17, 1963 ilifa Branham Tabernacle mwa Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
And him, in the name of the Lord Jesus, and to hear of the great and mighty works that you have done before.
Kwanu hape, kalibizo la mule na Jesu, nikuutwa misebezi ye mituna ye komokisa, yoe zize sapili.
And now we stand with anticipation, raises our faith and anoints us to believe that what has been asked for tonight will be granted.
Michwale luyemi nitibelelo ye nanu la tumero yaluna nikulutoza kakulumela kuli ze kupirwe busiku bwaka chenu lika alabiwa.
God knows each and every one of them, all that they have requested, and we pray for them, especially Lord, those who are so near death.
We na uziba yengwi ni yengwi yazona zeba kupileka mukana milwa balapele la sihulumulena vani baba sutelezi luli faka ufi nilifu.
Bring peace to their soul if it isn't already there. Bring healing to their body. Grant it, Lord.
Akutise kozo kwa mioyo yabona haiba haiyote ngimwani. Akutise foliso kwa mibili yabona. Lumeleza sani mulena.
Bless our coming together. We pray, Lord, on this Wednesday night prayer meeting, that as we have assembled, knowing that wherever two or more are assembled together, you'll be with us.
Fuyola kuta kwa luna hamoho, lwa lapelamule na kamukopano wabusiu walabula luo, kulisina halu kopani, kakuziba kulikau fela kukukopani baba velikamba baba ngata hamoho, ukabaniluna.
Yes. And we ask you, Lord, to give us your word tonight.
Do us,
speak to us, Lord, and warm our hearts strangely.
Milwa kukupa mulena kuli ulufeli nzula hao busibu waka chenu. Ulela kulu na mulena miufutu mazeli piluzalu na kabuncha.
That we would know how to discipline ourselves for the great time that lays ahead as we believe that we're nearing the coming of the Lord.
Kuli luzive mwakui kutekela ililu na kanako tuna ye livelezi kwa pili. Sina halu lumela kuli luselu watu mela kutaha kwa mulena.
We thank thee for people now beginning to find faith dear to them and knowing what faith means.
Lwa itumela kuwe na kasi chaba chwale, sesi kala kufumana tumelo kuwa yende kusona. Nikuziba seo tumelo iliona.
Knowing we are thanking you for services yet ahead, believing it, that you're going to do something.
Nikuziba mane ni haiba kuitumela kuwe na kali sebelezo zesa likuwa pili. Kakulumela kuli ukaeza taba yengwi.
Lord, we're waiting with anticipation like the days of old, believing that the time is near when you're going to just raise up the windows of heaven and pour out that God has promised in this last day.
Mulena lwa libele la kati belelo sina mazazi akale. Lulumela kulinako isu telezi. Fo hauka nanula mahaulo alihalimu. Nikusulu la lisepiso zeo mulimu usepisize mwalizazi la maungulole.
Now we ask you, Lord, to be with all around the nations as the day we heard.
Yes.
So many around everywhere that's in need. Grant them their request, Lord.
Chwalelo akukupa mulena kuli uwe nivao kamukana mwahalalinaha. Sinaka chenu halu tule baba ngata hulu, baba liteni kai ni kai. Baba tokwile, wala bili kupozabo na mulena.
And we pray to see the great hand of God moving all over the world among those who are looking for this great thing.
Milula pela kubona lizoho lelituna la mulimu, kulilizama ye mwalifasi kamukana, mwala baba libelezita batuna ye.
Forgive us of our sins. Chase the sword with thy spirit and thy word, that we might discipline ourselves to obedient service.
Yes.
Obedient service to the will of God.
Ulusu waleleli bizaruna, lushape mulena kamoya wa hao nilinzula hao. Kulilukone kui kuteka ililuna, vatanga baba utwela mwa tatu ya mulimu.
Let us remember and try to think in our hearts what the early Christians done.
Alu pulengi nikulika kunahana mwali piluzaluna, sene baezanga bakreste bapili.
What type of people would we meet if we met those who had personally been in contact with you, how their faces must lit up with faith and joy.
Kiva tu vamufuta mangi vene luka katana kambe neluka kopana ni vene vakopani wena. Kamo lipata zabo na nelika tuka katumelo nitabo.
How their lives must have been the living word of God, just written epistles read of all men as they walked in and among people. God grant it once more.
Kamo bupilo wabona nebuka bali nzula mulimu lelipila. Kubafela mangolo angozwi abalwa kiva tuka ufela. Hane bazama ya mwala sichaba. Mulimu uluwa labe hape.
May our lives be so submitted to thee that the Holy Spirit will live itself through us and speak through us, Lord.
Mibu pilo waluna habube wakuipea kuwena. Kulimoya oke nile ukone kupila kufitela kuluna. Mibu lela kufitela kuluna mulena.
May we remember in our minds as we walk upon the street and rub arms with the world, we're not supposed to be like those.
Alu hupulengi mwamina anoyaluna. Alunze luzama ya mwami kwa nikunguwa na mazoho nilifasi. Aluluke liku basi nabona.
We step aside and give them the place, Lord, in their rightful position here on earth.
Miluza maela kwa tuko nikuwa fasi baka mulena. Mwasi baka sabona sisi swanelela falifasi.
You take the back seat knowing that we are delegates from another world.
Amen.
We have a kingdom that's coming into power.
Lukaina kwa lipula za kwa mulaho. Lunze luzi wakuli, lulindu mereti za lifasi lisili. Lunani mubuso otaha mwata maiso mulena.
And our great king will soon arise and take over all the kings that's in his domain. And he shall rule and reign with him here on earth 1,000 years and be with him forever.
Mimule naluna yomutuna ukafitachula nongu. Nikuto yola mibuso kawufela yeli mwasiba kasa hae. Miukabusa nikuza maisa. Niye na falifasifa. Miaha yeli kiti nikuba niye na kamita.
With this in mind, Lord, now we look forward to the answer of our prayer. We look to our confession.
Kase mwamina hano mulena, chwale lutalima kakulibele la kalabo yata pelu ya luna. Lutalima kwa wipuleli wa luna.
If we have did anything, said anything, or thought anything that was contrary to your great will, let the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse us.
Haiba luwezi zesi kakao fela, lubulezi zesi kakao fela kamba kunahana zesi kakao fela, sene sili kakushutana kwa tatu ya hao. Tuhela mali ya Jesu Kriste aluke nise.
Lead us, Lord, as the sister said tonight about she and her husband on the road to Chicago.
Lue telele mulena, sinake zeli habu lezi busi waka chenu. Kaza hae ni muna hae mwamu sipili wakuya kwa Chicago.
Lead them, Lord God, to the place that you can use that they might be beams of light. To others who are groping in darkness that knows not our Lord Jesus.
Akubaye telele mule na mulimu. Kwa sibaka soka akona kubabona. Kuli babe mamonyi aliseli kubaba ngwi. Baba bubutela mwalififi. Bona baba saazibi mule na luna Jesu.
And we commit the service to you and listening for your word of correction. And we might know how to prepare for this great hour. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Chwale luwe asebelezo kuwena, ni kuteeleza kwa linzula hao la sikuluho. Kulilukone kuziba mwakuipa waka nyeza hola tunaye. Kali vizo la Jesu walikupa. Amen.
There was a brother in the past.
Thank you, brother. I was a little bit unexpected at this. Being here at home, I felt like if I wasn't really, I had to go somewhere, emergency, I'd feel very bad to be sitting at home and not come to prayer meeting.
Mule na kufu yole, ni itumezi mzwale. Neni saa libelitaba, ye ni hanyani. Na kakuba kwanu kwandu, neni kutuwa kuli haiba, neni sike na ya kokungwi. Kasi pundu mkerane nikai kutuwa bumaswa ya hulu. Na neni ze nili kwandu, minisike na ata kwa mkopano.
And I kind of dropped in unexpected to myself, even to my family, and just got in and chopped right off.
Mise ni pumana muhali mo, nisika libelela na kasibili. Ni haiba kwa basiluaka. Kona nisazo kenafela, nikuna nuhao nafani.
And so I said, I'm going down to prayer meeting, and she didn't even have time to get ready to come, so she didn't know I was coming.
Mika cholo senili, naya kwa mkupano walitapilo, mimane nasina ni haiba nako ya kuitukisa kutaha. Kacholo, nasikazi wakuli nenitaha.
So, I'm happy to hear the sister's testimony there, the brother, about that light up at South Carolina, North Carolina somewhere. Greenville, was it? Southern Pine, yes.
Kacholo nitavile kakuto upaki wake zeli kwani. Kazamuzwa alikuwa malisililani kwa mbuwela wa Carolina, kamba mtulo wa Carolina kokumi. Greenville, nilikuwa nikana Southern Pines, eni.
Brother Lee Bale was just here today. I baptized him today in the baptismal service here today. Brother Lee Bale, you know, one of the ministers there. Brother Parker Thomas.
Muzwa Lee Bale, na enzi kwa nuka chenu, ni mkolobelize kachenu, mwasebelezo ya kolobezo kwa nukachenu. Muzwale live waziva. Ni wakutazi kwani, muzwale paka Thomas.
There was, I remember of the time a sister being shattered, that it was a great confirmation, sister, to what the Holy Spirit sometimes will let us go ahead and test our faith to see what, test others' faith.
Nekuna ni upula kaza nako. Kezeli ana akile apeswa kimuluti. Neliti isezo yetu na kezeli kusana mwayo kenile fokungi ukalu tuwela kuli luzwele pili. Nikuta tubatumelo ya luna. Kubona nikuta tubatumelo ya wangui.
When you're looking directly at something and see something and say it, others look and don't see it, they say it's not there. See? But it is there.
Amutali makuli bana nisika sisingui. Nikubona sika, nikusibulela. Baba ngui, baatali ma miya basiboni. Vali hasiyo, mwabona.
Now there was no one could see that light that's hanging over Paul, but it was there.
Chwale nekusina mutu yana akona kubona kuli iliseli nelilepele la fali mwa Paulusi. Kono neliliteni.
Amen. No one seen that dove coming down out of heaven in that light in a form and hung over Jesus but John himself. But it was there, you see.
Hakuna yana aboni nkwilimba yani haishe tu mukakuzwa kwali halimu. Mwaliselilani mwamufuta nikutole pele la fali mwa Jesu. Kwa nda Joani kasibili. Konone eliteni, mwabona?
And so, then later, when I was telling the people about this light being like a pillar of fire, no one wanted to believe it, but now the mechanical eye of the camera identified that.
Yes.
And I tell them that the evil spirit is dark.
Mika cholohe, asamulao ane nivulele la batu kuwa maonalise lile, kakubasina siita samulilo, akuna yana abata kulumela zateni. Kono chwale liito lalipanga likoza kamera, lato zivali sasani, kamone sitezi. Mimo yao maswe kiyomunsu.
It's just like our lives, we're shadows. And if our lives cope with the light of the day, we're walking in light.
Kuswana felas na bupilo waluna, lunalu miluti. Milu, haiba luliseli. Mo, ko haiba bupilo waluna, buzama ili aniliseli, laliza jilaka chenu, luzama ya mwaliseli.
It's just like you look out and say, I see the sun in the daytime. You see the shadow of the sun. It's a reflection of the sun. It isn't the sun itself, but it proves that there is a sun.
Amen.
It proves there is a sun.
Kuswana felas na hamutali mafandi, mimuvule yakuli, na abona lizazi. Mwana kwa musihali, mubona muluti wa lizazi. Kiku mwonyeha kwa muluti wa lizazi. Hakilizazi luli. Kono sipakakuli, kuna nilizazi. Sipakakuli, kuna nilizazi.
And now, when I see... like you sitting out there using fans, talking, that means you're living. But it's only a shadow of life because anything has got to have darkness in it to make a shadow. See?
Yeah.
Michwale, anibona sinahamu nzi chwalo, kakuitusisa za kufukisa moya, mwabulela, fo kutalusa kuli mwapila. Kono wani kimuluki fela wabupilo, kakulisi kakau fela silukela kuba nilififi kusona, kulisipange muluti, mwabona?
Because a shadow has to possess so much darkness and so much light to make a shadow.
Kakuli muluti, una nikuva nilififia ahulu, niliseli ahulu, kuli upange muluti.
And it can't be altogether dark and it can't be altogether light. If it's dark, it's real dark. If it's light, there's no nothing to make a shadow. But if it's mixed with dark and light, it makes a shadow.
Mihaliko nikuva lifififela. Mihaliko ni hape kubaliseli kaufela. Haiba kibunsu, kibunsu waluli. Haiba kiliseli, akuna muluti. Hakuna sisi kuna kupanga muluti. Kono haiba, likopa na bunsu niliseli, lipanga muluti.
So we are really shadows of life. Now you're reflecting the life from somewhere.
Amen.
Kacholo luna, lumiluti ya liseli. Chwale mumonye habupilo, wabuzo koko ngui.
If you are in Christian, this being a shadow, it only proves that there is a life where you can't die because this life has death in it. See?
Aiba mucholo, miba kresti, se kakuba muluti, siwonsakuli kunani bupilo, komusike kushwa. Kakuli bupilo bo, unani lififi kubona, mwabona?
But it's a shadow, because you're living, moving, creature, with abilities to see, think, move, and talk, and the five senses of the body.
Kono kimuluti, kakuli mwapila, sibupiwa sisi za maya kama takubona, kunahana, kushenya, nikubulela. Mili kutwisi sozeke talizo za mubili.
But yet, you know they're dying, and there's so much trouble. You know, it can only be it's a reflection, see, that there's life and death mixed together.
Kono nitengi, kana mwaziba, za nizashwa. Mikuna nivuta ata bubu tunahulu, mwaziba, ikonafi lakuba, kimubu wanalelo wa muluti, mwabona, kulikuna nivupilo nilifu, ze kopani hamoho.
The physical has to die. But if you are reflecting by your mortal life, the light of heaven, then you're reflecting the eternal light.
Amen.
Zavutu lina nikushwa. Kono haiba mwa mwonyeha, kabupilo wamina wabutu. Onalise lilali halimu. Kona kuli mukabonali sabupilo wabusa afeli. Mulimu.
Then when you die, you can no more really go to that light because that's what you've reflected.
Michwale ya mukashwa, akusana mkwa usili kwa ndaku ya kwalise lilani. Kakulisani, kona semu vile mumonyeha.
If you are of the dark world, you reflect that. And you can do go no other way but to darkness. See? So we are in a reflection.
Haiba mubali fasi, labunsu, mukabonalisa onasani. Mimu akona kweza, kuli akunanzi raisi liyakuya, kayo na konji kalififi. Mwabona, kacholo lumapo nazo.
So we see that as sure as the Holy Spirit reflects life, life. So does death reflect darkness, and here they both are.
Kachwalo lwabona sani, mikaniti sinamoya oke nile haunzo vona alisaliseli nivupilo. Kachwalo nilifu, livona alisalififi. Mifaa, kuna nizepe lizeo.
Tomorrow, by the end of the week, maybe by Sunday, we are getting the small photograph blown up to a large size so it can be put on the billboard where your picture hangs out there. On the billboard, I don't know if you noticed it or not.
Kamu, kwa maferezo wa wiki, muendika la sunda, lukangasi swaniso, sisi nyani, nikusi ulisa kuba sisi tuna, kulisikone kubeiwa fali mati la papazo. Fani, foku lepe la swaniso samina, fali mati la papazo, anizibi kamba mulemu ile sani, kamba kutokwa.
And then, about a week ago in Jamaica, where it was missionary, we sent tapes all over the world.
Mihe, mimu endi mwa la viki yefelile, mwa Jamaica, kone nisuliku hasanya evangeli. Lwa lumanga mate pulifasika ufela kulikuwa.
And the seven seals has got back into, way back into the inlands of Jamaica, way in the interior. And it's very primitive back in there behind Blue Mountain.
Milima matela zesu pa likutile mwa la livaka za Jamaica. Kwani mwa hali, mihe kusialezia hulu kwani mwa hali mwani. Kwa mula walilundu, la Blue Mountain.
And the natives sometimes they have a tape recorder you get for them and you have to, like the old Victrola, crank it and then let it play like that and every few minutes somebody has to crank it.
Miba ngibana hafukungi, wana ni tape recorder yelu baise zanga. Semu lukela ku sina Victrola ya kale, kuipikulusa, michwale ni kutuwela kuli ilile cholo. Mikami zuzuye likanika ufela, mutulukela kuipikulusa.
This group had a little battery, 6-volt battery or something. They're playing this tape recorder and they're all sitting together about what's here tonight, listening to those seals. I believe it was.
Sikwatase nesinani ni battery yenyani. Battery yelikani yamavoti asilezi. Kamba sisi mwisisi chwalo. Kuliza tape recorder mineva neba inzi kaufela bona amoho inge baba alimobu siu baka chenu. Kutereza kwa maso wa Yohani. Na asipa nilizona.
While I was speaking, they noticed coming in the room came the same pillar of fire. Moved over where the tape recorder was and settled down over the top of it. And they went and got a camera and took a picture of it.
Miane nisoli kubulela, nebale muha, kuta mwamuzuzu, kwa hata unasi itasamulizo sani, saata falimu, fune kuna ni tape recorder yani, nikuto lula falimu ayona. Miba ya kuyonga kamera, nikuto pikichasi wa nisosateni.
And just the same one, there it is.
And right there, over now we're getting to blow it up so we can put it on the billboard out there that you can see it.
Misona siswana sani kisani fale. Sinze silepele la fale mwayo na fani. Chwale luasi hulisa kulilukone kusibia fa fale matila papazo kulimukone kusibona.
We are so grateful for the grace of God that's been brought into our us into his presence in this day.
Amen.
Now, we are grateful for many things.
Luitu mezea hulu kamu hau wa mulimu oti sizwe mwahalalu na fapila kubateni kwa hai mwaliza zile. Chwale, luitume lakali kazengata.
Now, I think I'm looking here and see if I can find some notes or something there that I spoke on. Or get some kind of a...
Chwale nisepa nikatali mamuhali mo, minivone haiwa nako na kufumana zengwi. Zengozu zengwi kamba chwalo, sisi nguseni kile na abule ya fatengi. Kamba kulufa mfute wa mungwi wa...
I got some text wrote out in way back in here in a book. If I can find one, maybe the Lord give me something to say on something. We pray.
Nina nizengo zifa ni akuli chwalo. Kwa mula wa kwanu mwabuka, haiwa nikona kufumana ilingwi, mwendimule na ukani fasi singwi, sakubule ya kuse singwi, halu nzelula pila.
Now, we are under anticipation for Sunday. I have been speaking in the messages and Sunday kept here a long time on why Christ thou unto me, speak to the people and go forward.
Chwale, lumuata sa tibilelo ya la sunda. Nivile nivule la mwa mangusa, mila sunda ninimibulu kile mo na kwe telele kazakuli. Kingi hau nililela. Bulela kwa sichabakuli, siye kwa pili.
Now, Sunday is the healing service for the sick is to be prayed for.
Chwale, la sunda ikaba sebelezo ya kufolisa, koba kuli wana nikula pelelwa.
Now you get around to the sick, and there's got to be some reason that the sick, when we pray for them, if they're not healed.
Chwale, mutaibu kaufi ni akula, mikuna nikuba nilivaka leo bakuli, haluba la pelela, haiba hawa foli.
And I want to, if the Lord willing, for just a short sermon on Sunday morning. So I'm going to have a healing service and pray for all the people.
Mini batakuli haiba njimule na alata. Kakutazo fela ye kuswa nila sunda kakusasa na hapi. Kachwalo nikaba nisebelezo ya foliso. Nikula pila sichaba kau fela.
And Billy Powell, or some of them will be here Sunday morning about 8 o'clock when the church opens to give the people cards as they come in the door. Or whenever they get in.
Mi Billy Powell. Kamba babangwi bakubona bakaba kwanula sunda kakusasa na ka 8 kiloko fani keleke hai kwa ruha kuli bafeba atuma kadi habanze bakena chwalo mwa munyako kamba kana kukaufela habakena.
And now then I want to try to believe the Lord has somehow given me a little insight on the reasons why some people are not healed.
Michwalehe niwata kulika na alumela mulena kane kuleli ngwi unifile pono fama baka au batu baba ngwi hawa sa fulangi.
And I believe it's lack of understanding. And I believe maybe we'll speak on that Sunday morning, the Lord willing.
Mina na alumela kikuto kwa kutusiso. Mina na alumela muendiluka abulela kazani lasunda kakusasana haiba mulena alata.
Now, Wednesday night prayer meeting is just a short meeting where we get together and pray as we have and associate together.
Chwale labula lusiu mukopano walitapelo, kiomu kuswa nifela, koluta hamoho nikula pelas na molwezelize nikuba hamoho.
Sometimes I believe one of the great things that I find in this day is the lack of sincerity of what we believe.
Yes, amen.
Foku ngwi, na alumela ili ngwi alikaze tuna, zeni fumana mwaliza zile, kikuto kwa tiisezo mwalika zelu lumela. Mwabona?
If God in the days of John Wesley would have done in that day what he has done today, what would it have done? In the days of Martin Luther, or what, Lord?
Haiba mulimu mwamazazi a John Wesley, na akaeza mwaliza zilaani saa izika chenu. Kisi kama insene sikaeza hala, mwamazazi a Martin Luther kamba mankau fila.
As what we see him doing, both proven by the church, by the spirit, by science, and every move it's in motion, has to recognize.
Sinahalu mubona hae zasiveli chwalo, lipa kilwe, kakeleke, kamoya, minika sayansi, nimuza maukau fela kukopana kwa tengi, kulukela kuzibahala.
And God's word here declaring it and telling it before it comes to pass.
Amen.
Milinzi la mulimu kwanu lali paka nikulivulela lisikata akale.
And then moving up on and prophesying and showing the very things that he said will come to pass perfectly exactly what he said.
Minikuza maya chwalo nikuporofita nikubonisa unasika luli sana vulezi likatoeza ala kakupeta ala ona chwalo sana vulezi.
And still we sit kind of slowful as if we wonder, well, wonder if that could mean me, wonder if it could mean just the church and whole, what if I'm really included in this?
Minite ngi lusali baba buzwa, inge kuli lwa komoka, kulukile anizibi haiba saa nisikona kutalusana, anizibi haiba sikona kutalusana, onakereke mwabungi, kamba, anizibi haiba ni mwate ngi kuzee.
I think Sunday morning I try to talk on some of those principles that might enlighten us a little.
Na asipa la sunda kakusasana, nikalika kubulila falita baze mwizani, ze kona kulutarifi sanyana.
Now, tonight, I found something has turned to it here for come down. I thought, what a brother Neville, if I get down there and he'd have to say, get up and speak, just sit down.
Chole busibu waka chenu, nifumanisi kasisi mwi, lusikulu herefi la kusona fa, nisikata akale. Na upula kuchwa ni kambe mzuali nevao, haiba ni kona kuyo fita kwani. Na ulezi kuli, nanuha miubulele, miwine fila fafasi.
I thought I'd better write down a couple of scriptures, because I know he's such a lovely brother, and we appreciate him.
Mwabona, na upula kihande ni ngolema ngolonyana, kakuli na aziba yena kimushima ni ya latiwa, luli, milwa, lwa itume la kayena.
Before we pray over the words, I want to recognize a brother, I can't even call his name at this time, two of them. They are here, friends of mine.
Lusika la pelela kalefali nzwi, ni watakule muhamu muzwale, aniko ni nihae baku vizali vizola hae kana kwe. Bababe libabona, vate ni kwanu, valika nivaka.
The ministers and evangelists in the field going out, they heard these messages by tape. And they're out of different denominational churches. Two young fellows.
Ba nikiba buleli ni bahasanyi ba evangeli mwasimu. Kuzwela fande. Ba utulema ngusa aa katepu. Mibazo maliko panoza likelekeze shutana. Mitangana emiveli ye minyinyani.
The boy is so, one of them so interested that he flew down to Tucson just recently and closing out a meeting. I believe I was in the businessman's breakfast. And a young fellow, fine young fellow come down and they're from Kansas.
Mimushimani uchwalo alimungu wabona na hata weza hulu kufitila hafira kwa Tucson, chanungunyana kakukwala mkupano. Na asepane nili mwamu kushuku wabana wa pisnisi. Mimu tangana yomu nyani mchayo mundi hata akwani. Mie na ki vazwa kwa Kansas.
And they come all the way here for me to marry them. I appreciate that.
Mibatile musipili woka ufira kulindiba nyalise na itumira kasani.
To think that people believe in your prayers enough to believe that God would hear an answer. Young people starting out in life like this.
Kunana kulisichaba sisi lumera mwalita peloza hao ahulu. Kulumera kulimulimu wako na kuutua ni kwa laba. Watu baba nyani, baba kalabu pilosi na chwana.
And when he got here for me to marry him yesterday to find out the state law of Indiana requires him, even though with their blood test, to wait here in the state 3 days before he can be married. So they cannot be married until Friday morning.
Miane wafitile kwanu kulinba nyalise. Maabani kufumana seo mula wa Indiana utokwa. Kulini haiba kaseo maliabona ata tuvilwe. Kuliverela moo matolopo mazazi amalalu basika nyalana kale. Kachwalo abako ni kunyalana konji kalabu faifi kakusasana.
Amen. And I asked our brother there on the end if he'll just stand up and tell us who he is and his lovely little lady there and the next brother.
Chwale ni kakupa mzuale walu na kwani kwa maferelezo. Aiba akona kuyema, alubulelele yo aliena, nika livewa hae mulati wa munya ni kwani, ni mzuale yomu mwi.
My fourth bachelor, with co-worker, Brother Ronnie Hunt, here on the end. And this is Deacon Young, St. Carolina. So I'm real happy to be here.
Thank you very much. We certainly wish these young ambassadors for the work of the Lord Jesus God's blessings to speed them on the way.
Ni tumeza hulululi. Kani ti lulakaleza lindumeretize nyanize kwa musebezi wa mule na Jesu, limbuyoti za mulimu kuba akufisa mwa musipili.
And as I'm wondering, waiting for the coming of the Lord and see young men and young women with a purpose and heart to serve Christ, that thrills me. To see them raised up like this. The Lord bless you richly, my brother, sister.
Misi na hani liberela, kuliberela kutaa kwa mulena. Nikubona mitangana anibasizana baba nyani ni mulelo mwapilu. Kulibasebeleze Kriste. Sani sani tabisa mwabona. Kubabona haba hulao na cholo. Mulena mifu yole kakutala mzwale waka kezeli.
Now, let us turn over to a little book that I never spoke out of before in my life. And it's a very just one chapter. It's a book of films.
Chwale alo apuleni. Mwabuka ye nyani yo nisikabule ya fate nkayona ni haisali mwabupilo waka. Mikiyona kie kikao hanyo ili mwifela. Kibuka ya Filemon.
I'm just a little bit Irish. And I do have a wall around my bottom teeth. To hold a couple in the back in place.
Miyona ki ni mu Irish kabu nyani. Mini nani waya kwa tasa meno waka. Ilikuswala mangwe hande kwa mulao masibaka.
Sometimes I don't pronounce these names right. When I do know what they are, and sometimes I can't pronounce them right for the lack of education.
Na foku ngwi anibulilangi manzwi hande. Konona aziba salisona. Mifoku ngwi aniko nikuwa abulila hande kaswanelo. Wakengisa kuto kwa tuto.
So, Philemon someone said back there, which I think is really the correct pronunciation of it.
Kacholo, Filimon, yomu nginaize kwa mula okwani, seo nana kuliko na mubulelelo olu kile wateni.
Now the first verse, I want to take just a word or two for a minute. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. And that's what I want to use tonight as a text, the Lord willing, is a prisoner. Amen.
Chwale timana ya wani, ni watakunga fela linzwi lili mkamba amabe likuzwafani. Paulusi, mutami wa Jesu Kriste. Misani kona sindi bataku itusisa usi waka chenu, kakubataba, haba mule na alata kikuli, mutami wa.
Now you can hardly imagine Paul regarding himself a prisoner, a born free man filled with the Holy Spirit, but yet he calls himself a prisoner.
Chwale amuko nikunana kuli Paulusi wako na kuipala kuba mutami wa. Mutu yana ape pilwe ali alukulu hile, atalizwe kamo yao kenile, kono hivo, wipi za mutamiwa.
And now we find out when he's addressing the Corinthians, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Another time, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ. By the will of God, when he's speaking to Timothy, different ones.
Michwale lufumana chwana, ana asoli kubulela anima Korinte, Paulusi mu apostola wa Jesu Kriste. Na koyengwi Paulusi mutanga wa Jesu Kriste katatu ya mulimu. Asweli kubulela kutimotea ni baba shutana.
Now when he's writing here to Philemon, he says, Paul a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Paul an apostle.
Chwale hasweli kungola faa, kungolela Filimoni naize, Paulusi mutami wa Jesu Kriste. Paulusi muapostola.
I'd like to preach one night on that. Paul, a servant, preach on that, and then Paul, a prisoner.
Nitabela kukutaza busi ubulibungu kasani. Paulusi mutanga. Kukutaza kasani, michwale, Paulusi mutamiwa.
But tonight, being that you take hours to duly consider one of the subjects, I'd like to take tonight Paul, the prisoner, and take the subject of a prisoner.
Konobusi ubaka chenu, kakuli kukaangali hola kulimulemwe hande ilingwe yali tutozani. Nikalata kungabusi ubaka chenu taba yetwi, Paulusi mutamiwa, nikunga tutoyeli mutamiwa.
Now let us bow our heads just a moment.
Chwale, alu ina misengili tozaluna, fana kwenye nafila.
Lord Jesus, Any man that's physically able can pull back the pages of this Bible. But only the Holy Spirit can interpret it in the light that it's been meant to.
Mulena Jesu, mutu ka ufela zani za kona hala kabutu, kwa kona la kwa pula makepe abivele ye, kono konji kamo ya oke nile, kona oko na kulitoloka mwali seli, leo lilukselizwe kalona.
We ask him to come now and help us to understand what this was addressed, this great mighty prophet, Paul, and yet call himself a prisoner.
Lwa mukupa kuli atahe chwale, mihalu tuse ku utwisi saseo silisona. Ana abule amu profita tuna ya mata yo. Paulusi, miivo wipi za kuli mutamiwa.
May the Holy Spirit reveal this to us as we wait on him. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Chwale moya oke nile upatu lule kuluna, alunze lulivele la kuyena. Kali vizo la Jesu Kriste. Amen.
Now, I can imagine Paul, when he wrote this letter to Philemon, how he was sitting in jail down there in the dungeons of this city, a prisoner.
Chwale na upula, Paulus yana ngozili ngolo le ku Filimoni. Kamwana avezi mwato longo, mwani mwamusima wamulenengi. Nali mutamiwa.
And he can well know by his position what the word meant.
Mina ako nilekuziva hande, kasi yemo sahae, sene litalu salinzulani.
He was surrounded by bars. He could only be let free as someone was letting go free. And he knew what it was to be a prisoner.
Na potolo hilo ka kalisipi na kako na fela kulukulua, hae bayo mungwi na kamu lukulula. Mina azivile sene stialusa kubamutamiwa.
And then again, I believe that the apostle meant just a little, not exactly addressing it to his prison condition, as being a prisoner of his physical being sitting here in this jail.
Michwale hape nilumela kulimu, muapostola na atalu safela, nasa atalu siku ya kabu ino wana alikubuona na kweani, kakuba mutami wa mubili wa hae alikuina mwani, mwala atolongo ye.
But I believe he was referring to his being, his spirit, his will.
Amen.
Being a prisoner to Jesus Christ.
Kono nilumela kuli, na atalu sabu ino wa hae, moya wa hae, tato ya hae, kakuba mutamiwa ku Jesu Kristi.
Now we're all born a free moral agent to make any decision that we wish to. God justly does that because he must put every man on the same basis, or he put the first man on the wrong basis that he put on free moral agency.
Chwale lunaka ufela lupepilwe lulivatu baba na nitukuluho ya wiketelo. Kweza wiketelo ka ufela volukala kaza kweza. Mulimu weza ngazani kakuluka. Kakuli unanikube ya mutu kaufela fama emu aswana. Kusichwalo na avele mutu ya maswe fa na avele mutu wapili fama emu wa maswe. Yana aveile fatukulo ya wiketelo. Mwabona?
They were just exactly like Adam and Eve. There's no difference.
Lunalu nzifela onachwalo usi wakachenu. Sina Adam and Eva. Akuna shutano.
Right and wrong sits before either one of us. Life and death, we can make our choice. It's up to you to make it.
Hunde ni umaswe, winzi fapila mutu ni mutu waluna. Bupilo nilifu, lwa kona kupangabu iketelo waluna. Kuiti ingile kumina, kulimupange chwalo.
See, that's the way Adam and Eve did. And see, and they made the wrong choice. And now by that, put the whole race of human race under death, the penalty of death.
Mwabona, chwalo kona mwone baeze lize wa Adam and Eva. Mi mwabona mi, mine baeze lize wiketelo umaswe. Michwale kasani, sabe ya lusika kau fela lwa watu, bami vala mwata salifu, koto ya lifu.
And then God came down in the form of man and took that death and paid the penalty of death that his subjects that desired to be free could go free.
Michwale mulimu ata afafasi mwamufuta wa mutu, mi ato ongali fulani, mi alifa koto ya lifu, kulimane sichabasa hae nesilakalize kulukuluha, nikuya kakutamuluha.
Now, if he took us without the same way that he did Adam and Eve, just pulled us through something, said a Savior, whether he wants saved or not, then he put Adam and Eve on the wrong base.
Chwale kambe na alu ngile, kusinanzi la Yesu wana yanaezelize kuwa Adam and Eve. Kakulusheli safela kusesimi, ali nikamipili saka mbamu alata kupiliswa kamba mulati. Kona kuli, nabili Adam and Eve fa wino wubu maswe. Mabona?
But each one of us has to choose this day between death and life. We can do it.
Kono mutu ni mutu waluna, una ni kuketa za zile. Mwala alifu ni bupilo. Lwa kona kweza chwalo.
As I just expressed, if your life will prove, your life will prove exactly what side you're on. I don't care what side you say you're on. What you do every day proves what you are.
Sinahani sazo bulela, aibali selilika paka, bupilo wa hao, bukabonisa sisili mwahali. Aninati haba kwa siemba soli kusona. So ezazazi nizazi, sipaka seo ulisona.
You've heard the old saying, your life is so loud, I can't hear your testimony. See? Your actions is so loud.
Mutule mubulelelo wakale, bupilo wa hao, wa huwa luli, aniko niku utuwa upaki wa hao, mwabona, likezo. Likezo za hao, libulela kaku huwa hulu.
I've always believed in shouting and jumping, but I've always said, don't jump no higher than you live. Because the world's going to watch that.
Na kamitani lumela mwaku huwa ni kutulaka. Kononi vile nibulelanga kamitakuli, usike watula kakulenda hulu kufita mopilela. Kakulilifasi likata limasani.
See, you must just jump as high as you live. So, because somebody's watching you.
Mwabona, ulukela kutula kulikana ni mopilela. Kacholo, kakuli mutu yomungi, ukutali mezi.
And now when people won't come to church, they many of them just won't do it. And some of them not coming is sincere people.
Michwale haiva, vatu habana kuta kwa keleke. Bona bungata wabona, habana kweza cholo. Mibaba ngui, bakubona, baba sata hangi, kiba tuwa sepahala.
They see so much corruption in the church, until they don't want to have anything to do with it.
Babona kubola kukungata hulu mwa keleke, kufitela abasala takubani sisi ngui sakweza nizona.
And many times, we are speaking on a flat thought of that, you can hardly blame them. See, because of the way the people act, they call themselves Christians.
Milina kuzengata, luambola famu hupulo obu nolo wasona. Amuko nikuwa nyaza, mwabona, wakensa mkwa wakezo ya sichaba, waipiza kuba wakreste.
See, the greatest stumbling block that the world's got is a man and woman who professes to be a Christian and lives something different from their profession. Exactly right.
Kisi sitata liso sesi tunahulu seo lifasi linani. Kimuuna ni musali yai papata kwa mukreste, kono kia pila kakushutana ni wipuleli wa hae, kani iti kuchwalo.
That's where the disappointments will be coming at the judgment.
Chwale kakuli kukate hakuswaba kwa katulo.
Now, the sinner, the bootlegger, the gambler, the adulteress, he won't be disappointed to hear his sentence read to depart into everlasting fire. He won't be disappointed.
Chwale mweza livi, mukondoli wabuchwala, mulauli, litanya, yena hana kuyoswaba, haka yo utuataba ya hae haivaliwa. Kuli akene mwamulilo wakamita, yena hana kuyoswaba.
But that fellow who's trying to hide himself behind some kind of a church profession, that's the boy who's going to be disappointed at the day of judgment. See, that professes to be a Christian and lives some other way.
Kono muha Yesu yani, yali kakuipata kwa mulao wa mufuta omungwi wa bwipuleli bwakeleke. Yani kiena mushimani yaka Yesu aba kaliza zilaka tulo, mwabona? Yanza ipa pata kwa mukreste, kono inza apila kanzila isili.
It'd be better for him that he never did even make any kind of profession start at all than to start and live something different because he's the greatest stumbling block we got is for that professor that says that he is a Christian and lives something different.
Ne kukaba hande kuli yena ya chwalo mane asike abulela zengwi zabui kangabe kibabu chwalo. Kukala zani kufita kushaka sika miapile kakushutana. Kakuli ya chwalo kisi stata liso sesi tunamaswe kuzelunani. Kimu ipapati yani ya abulela kuli kimu kreste kono upila kakushutana.
Always don't judge your life by how much power you have to perform miracles. And we don't judge yourself by how much knowledge you have of the Word.
Kamita usike wa atula upilo wa hao kabungata wa mata onani akweza limakazo. Miniluna aluika tuli kabungata wazibo yonani alinzwi.
But always judge yourself, look back and take an inventory of what kind of a fruit that the life you presently live now is bearing.
Kono kamita muika tule ilimina mutalime kwa mulaho nikunga patiso ya mufuta wa muselo obube abupilo wamina kana kuyachwale. Mwabona?
I think some time ago at a businessman's meeting in Phoenix, Arizona, of the reflection of Jesus, a reflecting Christian life.
Sinahane ni kutalize na kwenye yefitile, mwamuko pano waba ana ba business mwa Phoenix, Arizona. Kaza kubona halisa Jesu, kubona halisa bupilo wasi Kriste.
I said I was born up here in Kentucky where it's very primitive, especially back when I was a kid.
Neni zekuli, neni pepezu kwanu kwa Kentucky, koku siyalezea ahulu, sihulu kwa mulao, ane nisali mwanana.
And this certain little boy never had a home like we have here, where we had so many pretty ladies that have to look through mirrors all through the house to keep their hair just in place and so forth.
Nimushima ni nyana yo, mani na asina ni la pasina yeru na nikwanu. Koruna nilika libezenga ata ze ndia hulu, ze iponanga masiponi, mwandu ka ufela kuli, babe emili liyabo na hande, nize ngichwalo.
But he had one little mare, just a little piece tacked on a tree on the outside, where the wash bench was, where his mother and father washed and they combed their hair and so forth, and this little piece of an old mare tacked on a tree. Frankly, that's the type of a home that we have.
Kono nana nisiponi silisingwe sasi nyiani. Kaemba fela kakalikani kene kachome kilwe mwako tafandi. Kone kufumane ya sipula sakutapela. Kobo mahe ni wenda tae ni batapilanga. Mine waka munanga mili ya wona nize ngucholo. Faka emba kakalikani kale kasiponi kene kachome kilwe fakota. Kani tuwani kona mfuta wandu yelu nani.
Anybody want to see a mare? We kids, we had to get a box and get up on the wash bench and look at this piece of a mare that I picked up myself in a dump. That wasn't down in Kentucky, that's here in Indiana, up on a Utica Pike here.
Mutuka ufela yaba takubona siponi, lunaba nana, nilubanga nisipokisi, milupa ama fasipula sakutapela. Nikutalima mwaka emba kaa nika siponi, kene ninopilena, mwasileze. Kwani nesi kwa Kentucky, kono kikwanu mwa Indiana, kwani kwa Utica Pike kikwanu.
Now, this little kid has never exactly seen himself like that, so he comes to the city to visit his grandma, and on the tour of the room, the grandma had a house that had a complete mare on the door.
Chwale mushima niyo, nasika vayipo naka aleliye nasi na chwalo. Kachwalo na atile kwa mule nengi, kuyopotela boku kwa hae. Mine lifa, neli kwa kupotela siva kasani, sabayengi. Boku kwa hae, nevana nisponi, sesi tezi handefas kwalo.
And so we'll go out running through the room, seen another little boy in front of him. And the little boy was running also, so he thought he should stop a few minutes to see what the little lad was going to do.
Mikacholo mushimani yomunyani, inza mata mata mwa mwasibaka, awona mushimani yomungi yomunyani kwa pata hai. Mimushimani yomunyani yani, nasoli kumata niena. Miki haa upulakuli, aeme famizi uzunyana, nikubuna seo mushimani yani nakaeza.
And when he stopped, the little boy stopped. He turned his head, the little boy turned his head. He scratched his head, the little boy scratched his.
Michwale, ana asayemi, mushima niyani ayema niena. Ana asikulu latoo ya hae, mushima niyani asikulu latoo ya hae. Angwa ya mwatoho, mushima niyani niena angwa ya mwatoho ya hae.
Finally walked closer to investigate, and he turned around, and his mother watched him and his grandmother with amazement. Said, "Why, mother, that's me."
Mafelelezo asutela bukaufi kuyoboni sisa. Mi afetuha, miboma he ne basuli kumubuha, ni makukwa hae, kakukomoka, ali, kupalangi, ima, kina yale.
So I said that we too are reflecting something. See, our life is reflected.
Kachwalo senili kuli, niluna, chwalo lubonisa sisingwi, mwabona, upilo waluna, wamonyeha.
And now, if we lived in the days of Noah, whose side would we take? What side would we take in that great day that Noah lived?
What side will we tuck in the days of Moses?
Michwale kambene lukapila mwamazazi anuwe. Kisiemba samangi sene lukanga. Kisiemba mangi sene lukanga mwalizazi tunalani lana apila kulona nuwe. Nelukanga siemba samangi mwamazazi amushe.
What side in the days of Elijah the prophet, when all the world was galloped up in a great mess of modernism like the modern Jezebel and had led all the servants of the Lord out into a worldly way and the church and the priests was all bowing to her?
Kisiemba mangi mwamazazi a Eliya muprofita. Fani lifasika ufela aneli mizizwe mwavungata wa wali kazavuncha. Sinavo Jezebel waka chenu. Mine wakenze watanga wamule na kaufela mwanzi la lifasi. Mikeleke ni wapulista kaufela ni wasweli kumukuba mela.
Would you tuck the side of popularity or would you stoop with Elijah?
Kana ni muka angasi emba saka bubo nji kamba ni muka Emmanuel Elia.
Now, in the days of the Lord Jesus, when we think of this unpopular person, uneducated by the world, no schools they could ever find that he went to, And no seminary experience.
Chwale mwamazazi amule na Jesu, anelukana hana kazamutu ya sinaka bubo yo, yana asika ituta kalifasi, nekusinali kolo zene bafumana kulikona kwa na keni, mine kusina nekusina zibo yali tuto zavumulimu.
And then raise up with the name of illegitimate birth, and then come out preaching a gospel that was contrary to anything that they had been taught. And condemning the ministers and their organizations and so forth.
Michwale azuha kalibizo la kupepwa kwa mwana wabunyazi. Mikihataha inza kutaza evangeliene shutana kwa sika kau fela sene balutilwe. Luli ni kunyaza wa kutazi nilikopa nozavona nize Michwalo.
And the organizations have made a statement that if anybody even went to hear the so-called prophet, would be put out of the synagogue, which was a mortal sin. They had to be accounted.
Miliko panone lipangile pulelo yengwi. Aiva muti omu mwina aka utomu profita wakulio, na aka lelekelwa kwa ndes na goge. Yene lisi visa samuamu vili. Nemana nikui kalabela.
Only way they could worship was under the blood of the Lamb. They had to come to this sacrifice, and then they were outcast. And what a great thing it was.
Nzila fela yene wakona kula pela kayona, neli mwata samali angu nyana. Nebana nikutaha kwa stabelose, mine waliba ya mbaeli, mikitaba kwa butuna chwani yani.
This man ignored such as that, and yet he was perfectly with the scripture, but not in the way they knew it. What side would you have took? See?
Mimutu yo na tovo hile ze chwalo zani, miivo na azama ili anima ngolo. Kono isi ngikanzila yene baazi baka yona. Kisi embambangi, sene mukaanga. Mwabona?
Now your life that you live now reflects now just what you would have done then because you still are possessed with the same spirit.
Amen.
Chwale, musike, upilo wamina wamupila chwale. Upaka chwale, sene mukaeza kana kweani. Kakuli, musana ni moya oswana. Mwabona?
If you take that side down with them, you'd have done it then. Because the same spirit that's in you now was in people then. See?
Aiba munga siwa kasani chwale, nibona, nemukae za sani nikale. Kakuliona moya oswana oli kumina chwale, noli mwasicha wa sani ni kwa kale. Mabona?
The devil never takes his spirit, he just goes off from one man on to another. God never takes his spirit either. It goes from one to the other, see?
Diabolosi anakuzusa moya wa hae. Yena ushimbulu kanga fela kuzwa kualimungi kukena kuyomungi. Mulimu hashimbulu langimo ya wahai niyena. Uzwa kumutu alimungi kukena kuyomungi. Mwabona?
So, the very spirit was upon Elijah, come upon Elijah. Same one on John the Baptist and so forth.
Kacholo, onamo ya oswana ono liku Elia, nootile ku Elisha. Ona oswana ono liku Johani Mkolobezi, ni baba ngechwalo.
The Holy Spirit was upon Christ, come upon the disciples. All down still upon the people, you see? God never takes his spirit, so there we are left to make a choice.
Moya oke nile ono liku Kresti, nooti lefali mwabalutiwa, kushetu mkachwalo. Miusali nifasichaba, mwabona, mulimu hashimbulu langimo ya wahai. Kachwalo lusiala fo, kulilube ni wiketelo.
And I can't see here where Paul was regretting anything and saying he was sorry he was a prisoner, but he was addressing himself. I believe that Paul, as he wrote this letter with that pen, that it was the Holy Spirit causing him to write that.
Miha aniboni muhali mo ko Paulusi anaka inyaza kata wakaufila. Miuli nali aswa vile fakuba mutamiwa. Konuna asweli kuipiza ilie nakuba na rumela kuli Paulusi, sina hana angozili ngolo, kasi ngoliso sani. Kulineli moya oke nile, ono muwezi sakuli angole sani.
That maybe even to this night that we might pull out the context of our text to show why Paul did this, because it's scriptural and scriptural is eternal.
Kuli muendini haiba mwabu si ubaka chenu, kuli lukone kuhua tuto kuzwa mwate wa yaluna. Kubonisali bakaleo Paulusi na ezelize se. Kakulikiza mangolo, mima ngolo kiakuya kuile.
Now I believe that sitting in this dingy old jail that Paul wrote to his colleague here, that his brother, that he was a prisoner of Jesus Christ. So he could express it by seeing what was around him.
Nilumela kuli inza inzi mwate longo ya kale, yeta mpaka nimbasi la cholo. Kuli Paulusi na angolela kumulika na hae fakuli, muzwale wa hae kuli, na alimutamiwa wa Jesu Kristi. Kacholo, na kali vulela kakubona senesi mpotolo hile.
Now he was in jail, but that wasn't what he was speaking to this servant of Christ, a minister with him. He was speaking that he was a prisoner to the word of Jesus Christ, because Christ is the word.
Chwale nali mwato longo, kono sani nesisona sanabule ya kasona. Yo mutanga wa Kristi, mukutazi niena. Na asweli kubulela kuli, nali mutamiwa kwa linzwi la Jesu Kristi. Kakuli Kristi, kie nali nzwi.
Yes,
and Paul had been a great scholar in his days. He had great ambition.
Mipa ulusi na avilemu ituti yomu tuna mwali za zila hai. Na ana nitakazo ye tuna.
He was a man that had been trained by a fellow by the name of Gamaliel, which was a great teacher of his day, one of the greatest schools that he could have went to.
Nalimu mutu yana lutilweki kisichaba mulikani walibizo la Gamaliel. Yana alimu luti yomu tuna waliza zila hae. Sisi ngwisali kolo ze tuna zana ile kuzo na zani.
For instance, like we say, Wheaton or Bob Jones or some great fundamental school, they've been taught as a minister of the word.
Kamutala sinalu kavulela, Wheaton, kamba Bob Jones, kamba sikolo sisi ngusisi tuna, sazatu melo, na kila lutiwa kuba mkutazi walinzwi.
And he was well educated and smart. An intelligent boy with a great ambition of maybe someday becoming a priest or a high priest to his people. He had an ambition.
Mina ali ya itutila hulu, miyabu tali, mina ilimushimani ya talifile nitakazo yetuna. Yakuli muendiza zelingwi atova mupriste acholo, kamba mupriste ayumu tuna kwa sichaba sahabo. Na vile nitakazo.
And then to find that these great ambitions he had been trained for. He spent all of his life from maybe the age of about 8 or 10 years old up to about 30 or 35 when he finished college and graduated.
Michole, afu manakuli, onatakazo tuna ye, yana alutilwe chwalo. Mina avile mwabu pirobwa hae kaufela. Mwendiguzu wa fasili mo, sabu ketali zo kaze talu, kamba zeli shumi za kupepwa. Kuyo fita kuzema shumi ya malalu, kamba mashumi ya malalu, kaa ketali zo. Hana afelize sikolo saa koleji, ni kupasa.
Had all these diplomas and everything, and stood in good with all the clergy, even to the high priest at Jerusalem.
Mina vile ni mapampili aline poze tuna nize mkaufela. Mi aye mahande ka kawa ituti kaufela, baba za umulimu ni haiba kumu priest yomu tuna wakwa Jerusalema.
He had orders from him, personal orders written, and trusted with this great Saul to go down to Damascus and to find all those down there that worship God contrary to what he said, and to bind them and put them in jail.
Nana nilitaelo zezwa kuyena, litaelo zabutu, zengozwi, nikusepa kusaule yomu tunayo, Kuya kwani kwa Damaseka, kuyofumana bani kaufela kwani, vene balapela mulimu, kushutana ni sana abulezi. Nikuba tama, nikuba Kenya matolongo.
The necessary order was to put him to death if he wanted to. He was had great ambition.
Aiba kwa kona ala, nana nilitaelo za kubabulaya. Haibana batakwe za cholo. Nali, nana nitakazo etuna.
And now all that he has trained for, God has took it all out of him.
Amen. Michwale likakau fela zana itutile. Mulimu na alizu size kau fela zona kuyena. Mabona?
And what his objective was, and what his father had spent his money for, and the ambitions of his father and mother, was all had been taken away from him. Because God had something else.
Niseo takazo ya hae na ilisona, niseo ndatahe na asinyelize mashenya hae kusona. Nilitakazo za ndatahe nizabu mahe. Likakao fela nilizusizwa kuyena. Kakuli mulimu, nana nisesi mwifela.
Therefore he was a prisoner from his objective that he had in life, and he became a prisoner to Jesus Christ who was the Word.
Amen.
Kaba kaleo na alimu tami wa akuzwa kwa mulelo wa hae, wana nani mabupilo wa hae. Mina atilo wa mutami wa Jesu Kristi, yana alie na linzwi.
That road to Damascus changed Paul. Going down about 11 o'clock perhaps in the day that he was stricken down and he heard a voice saying, Saul, why persecutest thou me?
Nzila ya ni yakuya kwa Damaseka. Ne ichi nchize Paulusi. Hana haya ashetumuka, mwendi kalewe na ikiloko. Mwendi mwamu sihali, wana awise ilizwe fafasi. Ni, utueli nzwilelili, Saule King soni nyandiseza.
And he looked up, and looking up being a Jew, and know that pillar of fire was the Lord that led the children of Israel because he knew that's what it was.
Mi ata lima muhalimu. Mi hanza ata limine muhalimu. Kakupa mujuda, nikuzi wakuli, siita samuli yosani. Nelimule na yaza maisizeba na vaisilaele. Kakuli na azivile kulisani kona sene silisona.
Remember, this Hebrew would have never called anything Lord. Capital L-O-R-D, Elohim. Unless he'd been satisfied that's what it was because he was trained scholar.
Muhupule muhevelu yo, nasike abizasi kakao fela kupamulena. Taku yetu na ya M-U-L-O-E-N-A, Elohim. Kwanda kuli naiko luisize kulisani kona mwonesi nezi kakuli na limui tuti ya lutilwe.
And when he looked up and he seen this a light, a pillar of fire that had led his people through the wilderness.
Michwale anata limile muhalimu. Mina aboni sani kubaliseli. Siita samulilo senesiza maisizesi chabasa hae muhalali hala upa.
And he said, Lord, Elohim, capital Lord, who are you?
Mikihali, mulena, Elohim. Taku yetu na M-U-L-E-N, mulena, kiwa na mangi.
And what a surprise it must have been to this theologian to say, I'm Jesus. The very one that he was so against. What a turnaround.
Mi kiku komoki sa chwangi kumui tutiani. Kubulela kuli kina Jesu. Yena luli kasivili, yana alwanisa. Haki sikulu honi yeo.
Oh, it must have been something terrific for this man.
Amen.
That all his ambitions that he had, to find out all at once he'd been persecuting.
Oh, ne iluke la kuba sisi ngui, sisi sabisa kamuna yo. Kulilitakazo za hae za nanani, kwa kubati sisa onafani fela, yananza nyandisa.
His ambitions had drove him farther away from the main thing that he meant to do.
Litakazo za hae, nerimui size, kwa hule kuzwa, kwa taba ya luli, yanatalusa kuli aeze.
And what a great shock it must have been to this apostle.
Amen.
When he said, I'm Jesus, the very one that he was persecuting. Why persecutest thou me?
Amen.
Mihaki akikuswaba niko mwene kulukela kubela. Kakulimu apostola yo fani hana abule akuli. Kina Jesu yena luli kasivili yana asole kunyandisa. Kingi soni nyandiseza.
Another little quotation we might drop in here. You see, as they make fun of the church, they're not really making fun of the church, they are making fun of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Pulelo yengu yenyani yeluko nakunokera muhalimo mwabona sinamoba sweli kusehela keleke bona kaniti abase ikeleke basweli kuseha Jesu.
Why persecutest thou me?
Kinyi so ninyandiseza.
How could Paul then with all his intellect believe that this was this group that he was persecuting was the very God that he claim to be serving.
Amen.
Kana chole Paulo sikwani, kabutali bwa hai kao fela, na alumela kulise, nesili chwalo, kulisi kwa tasani sana asole kunyandisa, na liye na mulimu kasibili, yana ipa pata kusebeleza.
I think that, without going into details, I think we're all well trained enough to know what I mean here.
Amen.
The same thing is happening today.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Na asepa saani kusinaku ya mavutungi, na asepa lunaka ufela lulutilwe hande kwa kuziva seni talu safa. Taba Yesu wana yaeza halaka chenu.
Paul, through ignorance, but yet intelligent and smart, much smarter than those uneducated Galileans that he was persecuting that had already in their humility accepted this man as Lord.
Amen.
Paulusi, kakusa aziva, nali ya itutile miya butali. Kabutali ya hulu kufita vani magalilea, vene basika ituta vana anyandisa. Vani vene vamu hezi muuna yani mule na kakuishua.
But Paul in his great teaching and his intellectuals could not accept that. And what a turnaround it must be to him on this road.
Kono Paulusi mwa tuto ya hae yetu na nili tuto za hae za butali. Na asike ya muhela sani. Miya kisikulu honi yeo. Yene luke la kuba kuyena famu spiri wa hae.
And he was stricken blind, so he would not carry out his commission, but was led down to a place in a street called Straight, in the house of one.
Ni ana tiwa kabubofu, kuli asike azu la pili mwatumwe ya hae. Konona ati sizwe masiba kasa mkwa kwa ovi zwabu sepahali. Mi kindu ya yomu mwi.
And then come the prophet down there by the name of Ananias, who saw a vision. Him coming down. So where was that? Went down to where he was and went in.
Miki akuta amporofita kwate nikwani. Walibizola Ananias. Yana aboni pono. Ye na inza ataha kakushetumuka. Na aboni kwa na inzi. Na ile kwa na inzi mi ake na muhali.
He said, Brother Saul, the Lord appeared to you on the road down, sent me that I might lay my hands upon you and you receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Mi ali, muzwale Saule. Mulena na ipo na alize kuwe na mamu sipili, hano shetu muka. Uni lumile kulini, to kubea mazoho, miwamu ele metu ahao, miutale kamo yao kenile.
Be what a loss. What a thing it must have been for Paul. See, all that he had been trained to do was vice versa.
Amen.
So now, with all the education he had, it would just become naught to him.
Mwabona kwa nainzi, hakitaba ni yeo yene luke la kupa kupaulusi. Mwabona, kaufela zana lutilwe kweza, nelitilo shutana. Michwaleka, katuto kaufela, yana nani, neitilo wafela mbango kuyena.
Now he knew that he had an experience. So here's another good lesson for us. That experience alone is enough.
Amen.
It's got to be an experience according to the word of the Lord.
Chwale na azivile kuli unani kutwisiso. Kacholo faa kie tuto ye nguye ndi aluna. Kuli kutwisiso ino sifela haisika alikana. Ilukela kuba kutwisiso kuya kali nzula mulena.
So him seeing this and know that it was a great something than if somebody else had received it before him. He took 3 years and 6 months down in the desert in Arabia.
Kacholo yena kakubona se, nikuziba kuli nelise singwe sesi tuna, kuli mutio mungwi na asiamu hezi kwa pata hai, kihangamia haemilalu nilikuwe lize silezi mwani mwa lihala upala Arabia.
taking the Bible as it was in the Old Testament and going down there to compare this experience that he had had and see if it was scriptural.
Kakunga, kunga bibeli, kamone inezi kwani ona testamenti ya kale, nikuya kwa nikuyo, kuyo wapisa kutwisi soyani, yana vile niona, nikubona kamba, ne ili ya mangoro.
Amen.
Now, what if he said, well, I guess that was just a little blow over and went on. I'm going to follow the interest.
Chwale kuchwa ni nkambe na izi, kulu kilena asepa sani, nesilife la moya ofuka, nikuike la fela, nikala atirila butali waka.
Now, he had to become a prison to something. A prison.
Chwale, natilova nikutamiwa matolongo kasesimi. Mutamiwa.
So after comparing it and seeing, no wonder he could write the book of Hebrews. And a type.
Kachwalo kasamulao wakupapisa nikubona. Kikaba kaleo hana ngwezibuka ya maevelu. Mwamufuta.
See, 3 years and a half I lay in the word and finding out that the very God that called him was taking him back. And changing all of his interests.
Mwabona, lilimoze talu nilichika, inza alikwani. Alikuina mwali nzwi, nikufumanakuli ye na mulimu, ya na mubizize, na mukutisa kwa mulaho, nikuchincha butali wa hai kaufela.
Changing all of the interests, they're already trained to be all of his ambitions, just wiped it away from him. And he became a prisoner.
Kuchincha za kile abanizona kamukana, kamina hano kau fela, za kile aluti wakubazona, litakazu za hai kau fela, na alizu size fela kuzwa kuyena, mi aba mutami wa.
The love of God had been so tremendous and such a revelation that he could not get away from it.
Amen.
Lilato la mulimu, neli vile leli ipite za hulu. Mini, nisi niloye chwalo kuli asike akelu hakuzwa kuyona.
That's the true experience of every real believer who meets God.
Hallelujah.
Yani kikutwisiso ya niti, ya mulumeli wa niti kamukana, ya kopani mulimu.
You come in contact with something that's so great that you become a prisoner to everything else. See, you get away from everything to imprison yourself to this.
Mutaha mwaswa lisano ni sesingwi, sesi tunahulu. Kulimane, kuli mufetu wakuba, kuba mutamiwa kwalika zeyu nkaufela. Mwabona, muikambusa kwalika kaufela, nikuikeza mutamiwa kusei.
It's expressed one time what Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is something like a man buying pearls. Now when he finds that great pearl, he sells everything he's got to get that one.
Nekubulezu na kweye mwiki Jesu kuli, mubuso walihalimu uswanasi na mutu, yana ale kile macho ya butokwa. Kono chwale, asafu manilicho ya butokwa lani, uleikisa kaufela zana vile nizona.
And that's why here you have an intellectual conception, you have a theological experience.
Miani kona nzira yelitengi ni chwale. Muna nikutwisiso ya butali, muna nikutwisiso ya lituto za umulimu.
But when it comes to a time that when you really find the real thing, you just sell out everything else.
Amen.
And you close yourself into this.
Kono hali taha kwa nako ya kulimina, Mina mufuma nesika saluli. Muka tokolomwa fela likazengu kao fela, mimi kwalela kwa sika se.
Paul knew what it was. He found out that he was harnessed to something.
Amen.
Like the fellow, a horse in a harness. It's the pull of something.
Paulus na zivile kuli kuchwalo, na afumani kuli, na akumalezi kusesingwi. Sina halube yanga yona mbongolo mwata maiso. Kiku hoa sasi ngui.
And Paul knew after this experience and 3 years and a half of typing the experience he had with the Bible.
Mi Paulu sina azivile kasamulao waku tuisiso ye. Milili moze talu nilichika zakupa pisalika. Lika zaku tuisiso yana nani kabibele.
He realized that God had chosen him and has harnessed him by the Holy Spirit, the experience that he had to pull the gospel in the presence of the Gentiles. The Spirit itself harnessed him.
Ale mwakuli mulimu na muketile, mina amuza maisa kamo yao kenile, kutwisiso yanavile ni Yona kuho evangeli fapila wa machaba ona moya kasivili no mubusa.
And today, as servants of Christ, we become harnessed, hooked up. We can't go without being with us.
Amen.
Harnessed to the word.
Mika chenu kakubaba tanga wa Kristi. Luba baba vusiwa kuswaseha halukoni kuya. Luki Yezu mahali kazona kuhapiwa kwa linzwi.
No matter what anyone else says, you're harnessed to it. There's something about it that you just can't get away from it.
Kuna taba kasabu lea mutu kaufela. Muhapile kulona. Kuna nisesi ngui kalona. Kulimane ya mukoni kuba kwa ule nilona.
You've been yoked up with it by the Holy Ghost. Has yoked you to the word. And no matter what anyone else says, it's the word.
Muveile mwa choko ilingu nilona. Kamo yao kenile. Umiveile kwa choko ya linzwi. Hakuna taba kasabu lea mutu kaufela. Kilo na linzwi.
That's always harnessed up with it. Put in a yoke with it. To the word by the Spirit, he was harnessed.
Sani kona sisi hapanga lika kulona. Kuveiwa mwachoko nilona. Kwa linzwi, kamoya na hapilwe.
He had land on the backside of the Arabian desert there. When all his former things and experiences and ambitions had been stripped of those things.
Na itutile kwa mulao walirundu la Arabia kwani. Fani lika za hae kaufela za kale ni kutwisiso ni takazo. Kulinatu buzuli kazani.
Now that's what we find today, that we must be stripped first. And people don't want to be stripped.
Amen.
Chole kwa nikona kolufu mana kachenu kuli, lulukela kutubuliwa. Pili, mibatu abalati kutubuliwa.
The Methodist brother wants to hold to a little bit of his Methodist teaching.
Yeah.
The Baptist brother wants to hold to a little bit of his Baptist teaching.
Amen.
Muzwale wa Methodist ubatia kuswalelela. Nyana kwali tuto za haya za Methodist. Aha. Muzwalo wa Baptist ubataka kuswalia kwali tuto nyana za haya za Baptist. Mwabona?
But you got to absolutely be stripped of everything.
Amen.
And just born again afresh and take up from there that the Holy Spirit leads.
Kono mulukela kutubuliwa handende kwali kakao fela. Mikipeto mpepwe fela sincha hape. Mimukalile fani. Mutuele moya oke nile. Wetelele.
My daddy said when he got in, went into church, he shook hands with the pastor. He's a good loyal member.
Amuko ni kubule akuli, kulukile chwale, wonda te wabulezi kuli. Hane wakene mwahali, ne wakeni mwakeleke, ne waitu melisize mazoho, ni wamuli sana.
That might have been all right for his race, but we're another race.
Hallelujah.
Now we must come back to the Bible times for this day.
Wona kima membala balikute wawande, sani silukela kubasisi nde kwa lusika wawona. Kono lunalu lusika lusili. Mabona, chwale lulukela kukutela kwa lina kozabivele, zaliza zile.
The priest was harnessed too. But you see, they come over into another dispensation. And they failed to strip off the old harness and put on the new harness.
Vaprista neva hapilwe niwona. Kono mwabona, neva tile mwanako ya karulo yengwi. Mineva, neva palelwa kutubula kuhapiwa kwa wona kwa kale. Miva hapa ale kuhapiwa kwa kuncha.
And the same thing we find today, we did come through a denominational age. As we proved through the church ages, the Bible and so forth.
Mita wa Yesu ana lwaifumana kachenu. Luse lufitile mwalina ko za tutengo tualikopano. Sinahane lufitile mwalina ko za likeleke. Vivele nizengu chwalo.
But we come now to a free age where the Holy Spirit himself comes down and vindicates himself and makes himself known. Makes every promise that he promised come to pass. Oh my, what a great time.
Kono chwale lutile, mwalusika lulukulu hile. Komo ya oke nile kasibili utaha, miutopaka iliona. Nikuitibaza ona kasibili. Upangase piso kao fela, yanase pisize kuli ipeta hale. Oh mawi, hakina kukwabu tuna niyeo.
And he knew.
Mina azivile zani, tabayengwi, na azivile kuli nasike kuya kalibaka. Za kuli ahapiwe kuse, kuli asike yaba, sana aize konona na batakuya.
He knew that his ambition draw him amongst brethren.
Amen.
Well, he was invited to come, and yet he was pressed in the spirit to do
Amen.
Something else. He wasn't his own.
Na zivile kulitakazo ya hae, neimu tisa mwalaba na bahabo. Kwana memilwe kutaha, miivo na hapelezwa mwamo ya kuli, aeze sisi mwifela. Nasi anosi.
Maybe somebody could say, Brother Saul, Brother Paul, we want you to come over here because we've got the biggest church, we've got the biggest congregation, your offerings will be great, and so forth.
Mwendiyo mungwi ukona kuli akuli, mzwale Saule, mzwale Paulusi, lubata kuli utaye kwanu, kakuli unanikeleke yetu na kufitisisa, unaniputeo yetu na kufitisisa, lineo za hao likaba zetu na nizengu cholo.
But being pressed in the spirit,
Amen.
He thought, I got a brother over there, I'd like to go over and save this brother, get him to the Lord. But yet the spirit pressed him to go somewhere else, and he was a prisoner.
Amen.
Correctly.
Kono kakuba yana hapelezwa mwamoya, ahupula kuli, ninani mzwale kwani, nilakaza kuyatengi, mini puluse mzwale yo, kumutisa kumulena, kono nitengi, moya wamu hapeleza kuya kwa siwa kasisi lifela, na alimutamiwa, luli.
Oh God, make us prisoners like that.
Hallelujah.
From our own selfish ambition, and from our own judgments and our better way of thinking to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ.
Oh, mulimu akulweze batami wasina cholo. Kuzwa kwali takazo zaluna zabu itati. Ni kwali katulo zaluna bangi. Ninzila yende ya kuna hana kwaluna. Kuvamu tami wa Jesu Kriste.
I think that was a great statement for you. I'm a prisoner to Jesus Christ. And remember, he is the word. See?
Na sepa ya nine lipulelo yetu nakuli, ni mutami wa ku Jesu Kriste. Ni mupule, yena kie na linzwi. Mwabona?
No matter what anyone else thinks, it's the word. See, if you're a prisoner to the word, no denomination can sway you from it. It's just the word, you're a prisoner to it, that's all.
Amen.
You must act the way it acts.
Kunata wakaseo mutuka ufela anahana, kilinzwi, mwabona? Aiva umutami wa kwa linzwi, akuna kopano yeka kukelusa kuzakuzani, ki kilinzwi, wenau umutami wa kulona, kufelile, ulukela kweza kanzila, yelieza kayona.
Now, he cannot go certain places that he wanted. Because why? The Spirit forbade him.
Amen.
Chwale, yena nasike haya kwa liwa kazemwi, zana akala kaza. Kaguli kingi, moya no muhanisize.
You remember many times that Paul would try to go someplace thinking that's where I could have a great meeting. But the Spirit would forbid him.
Mwaupulali na kuzengata, zeo Paulus nali kaku ya kwa liba gazemwi. Kaku nahana, kwani, kona kone nikava, ni mkopa no mutuna, kono moya no muhanisa.
Yeah,
now, does that clearly state and prove that Paul was a prisoner?
Yes, amen.
A prisoner to Jesus Christ, harnessed to his word by the Spirit. Oh, I like that.
Chole kana sani, sabu oni sani kupaka hande kuli, Paulus nali mutami wa? Mutami wa ku Jesu Kriste, kuhapiwa kwa linzula hae, kamoya, oo na alata sani. Aha.
He was bound by a chain, by fetters of love, to do the will of God and that only.
Amen.
He was a prisoner.
Na aliatamilwe, na atamilwe kama wenge, nikami hala yali lato, kuli aeze tatu ya mulimu. Miani fela na alimutamiwa.
He was in affairs of love. He was in the yoke with Christ.
Amen.
He could yoke up with nothing else.
Amen.
He was yoked with him.
Na alimualitamo zali lato. Na alimuachoko ni Kriste. Na asikia ikenya muachoko nisikasisi ni fela. Na akeni muachoko ni yena.
And where the leaf went, that's where he had to go.
Amen.
Regardless of how green the pasture looked on this side of that side, he had to go the way the leader in the yoke went.
Mikau fela kone kuyata maiso, kona kwa nanza yanga, akunatia wakamba mafuloneli ya mate alachwani, kwanu kwane kule kamba nekulani, nanza yanga kanzila ya mweteleli, ni choko kone yanga.
Oh, tonight, if we as the tabernacle,
Hallelujah.
You're only become prisoners.
Amen.
Your own selfish deeds. Your own ambition. That we could completely surrender ourselves and be yoked to Him.
Oh, usiu waka chenu. Hai waluna kakuba wabrana mtabanako. Lukona kubaba tamiwa. Kwa witati wapupo ya lunabangi. Kwa litakazo za lunabangi. Kuli lukona kuipa lunabangi. Kakufelelela. Milube mwa choko niyena.
Amen. No matter what the rest of the world thinks.
Amen.
What the rest of the world does. We're yoked. With fetters of love. We are prisoners.
Akunataba kaseo wawangwi balifasi banahana. Seo wawangwi balifasi baeza. Lube ilo mwa choko yali tamo zali lato. Luba tamiwa.
My feet is so yoked to Christ, it won't end.
Hallelujah.
My eyes is so yoked to Christ, till I, when I see these modern striptease on the street, it turns my head.
Mautu aka akeni mwa choko ni Kristi. Hana kubina. Meto aka akeni choko ku Kristi. Kufitelani hani buwana mahule. Wawa mapunu, waka chenu mami kwa kwa, la sikulu la toho yaka.
Hallelujah.
My heart is so yoked in love to Him that I can't have love for this world anymore.
Yaka, pilu yaka, ikeni mwa choko yali lato kuyena. Kufitela, anisaba mwali lato lalifasile ni hanyani.
Hallelujah.
My will is so yoked to Him that I don't even want to know what my ambitions are. Just wherever you lead, I'll follow.
Tato ya kaimwa choko ilingu niyena. Kufitela mane ni toko kuziba ni haiva seo litakazo zaka lilizona. Fela, kau fela kwa uniisa, nikala tila mulena. Nika abamu tamiwa. Mwabona?
Paul was correctly a prisoner. He wasn't making any wrong statement. He was trained by the Holy Ghost, again, to wait on the word.
Paulusi nalimu tamiwa waluli. Yena nasa avuleliti abaze fosa alile. Na lutilwe kamo ya oke nile hape, kulibele la fali nzwi.
Now he's been trained one way, but God had trained him another way now. He was trained by the Holy Spirit to wait upon the Lord. No matter what his ambitions were.
Chwale na lutilwe kanzila ilingwi. Kono mulimu na mulutilwe kanzila isi lichwale. Na lutilwe kamo ya oke nile, kuno libele la kumulena. Hakuna tia waka mbalita kazu za hae, nililichwani.
Now I'm going to hope for the Holy Spirit show you something.
Amen.
Chwale, nikabani, katuso ya mwe oke nile, nimibwa nisesika, mwabona.
Now let's just take an instant. One day, Paul and Silas, coming down the street in a certain city where it's holding a revival, and a little demon-possessed girl kept falling, crying out after him.
Chwale alu ngeni kamutala. Zazeleli ngui Paulus ni Silasi. Ane basole kushetumuka mwanzila ya mule nengomu ngui. Kone banani ancha fazo. Mimusiza na yomu nyiani. Yana ataselizwe kima dimona. Na basole kumulatelela. Inza huwa mamula wa hae.
No doubt what Paul knew that he has the authority as an apostle to rebuke that evil spirit out of that woman.
Mia kuna kukakanya. Kono Paulus na zivilekuli. Unani mundume. Kakubamu apostola. Wako mbanyamu ya omba suwani kuzwa kumusaliani.
But did you notice he waited day after day until all of a sudden the Holy Spirit spoke to him.
Amen.
That this is the hour. And he said, now Spirit come out of her. See?
Amen.
He knows to wait on the Lord.
Kono kana mule muhile na alivelezi zazi ni zazi. Kufitela hangi fela, moya oke nile wabule la kuye nakuli, yeko na hola. Mikihali, wena moya zwa kuye na, mwabona, na zivile kulibele la kumule na.
And there were so many people that they bring reproach upon the word. They go out with an ambition. How many revivals have been left flat because of a thing like that? Because the evangelists don't wait to see what the Lord has got to say.
Mifani kona fo watu wabanga ataka chenu, batisanga maswabisa kwa linzwi. Vaya kwa ande nitakazo, kilincha afazo zeka ize siilwe fela wa kensata bae chwalo. Kakuli mubuleli, halivele langi kubona seo mulena, unani kubulela.
Some of them said, come over here, and they go right now because the association says go.
babamwe bakubona bali taha kwanu mibaka bakaya onafo kakuliba bakatengo babulezi kuliza maya.
And the Holy Spirit would say something different. Yet the ambition of the man to become the state presbyter or something other, or some elder or some bishop or something, was pulling. You must go. And yet he knows better. The Holy Spirit saying, go here. See, he's yoked to his organization.
Nimoya oke nile ukabule lataba Yesu tana. Iwo takazo ya mtu kikuli abemuo kamelio mtu na waputeho. Kamba sisi mchwalo. Kamba yomu hulu yomu mwi. Kamba bishop chwalo. Kamba sisi mwisikamu hoha. Ulukela kuya. Miibo waziba hande. Moya oke nile uleakuli. Uye kafa. Mwabona. Yena utamehile kwa kopano ya hae.
He's a prisoner to the organization. Now if he's got to Christ, he's left by the Holy Spirit. He's yoked to prison.
Yena kimutami wa kwa kopano, kono haiba utameile kukreste, uetele wakamu yao kenile. Yani, mwabona, yena uveilwe kwa choko, kimutami wa.
No matter what anything else says, it's a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. He hears only the voice of God and he speaks only when it comes out. He says nothing.
Asipangishu tano kaseo mutukao fela ukabulela. Kimulangu olila ningongi ya mulumo mutuna. Yena utuanga fela muhuo wa mulimu. Miwabulela halitaha. Akunasika saka abulela.
Somebody say, oh Brother June. Brother Roberts or some of these great men in our land today. Like Tommy Hicks or old Roberts or Brother Tommy Osborne. Some of those great evangelists.
Yomu ngukali. Oh, Muzwale Jones, Muzwale Roberts, kamba yomu mwi, vana baba tuna, bamwana hayalu nakachenu. Sina Tommy Hicks, kamba Oro Roberts, kamba Muzwale Tommy Osborne. Baba mwi, baba bule, baba tuna vani.
If somebody would say, come over here, Tommy, you're a great man of God, and I got an uncle that's laying over here that's all bound, and he's sick. I want you to come over. I believe you have the strength to heal. See?
Haiba yomu mwi ukabulela kuli. Utae kwanu Tommy. Wena umuna wa mulimu ya mutuna. Kamba Oro. Nini? Ninani? Ninani marume ya lovezi kwanu. Ya kataze ya luli. Miwa wakula. Nibata kuli utae kwanu. Na asepa unanimata akumufolisa. Mwawona?
And maybe the Holy Spirit would say to him, not now.
Mimwe ndimo yao kenile, ukabule ya kuyena, isi ngichwale.
But yet, to the friendship of that man, he's duty bound to go with him. If he don't, he becomes an enemy to that man.
Kono hivo, kwa bulikani wa muna yani, yena utamaile kuli aye kuyena. Haiba anakuya, ukabasila kumutu yani.
That man said, well, he went to so-and-so, he or that child or that boy, I know he did, and I've been his friend for years. And he wouldn't come to my place. But if he's constrained by the Holy Spirit not to go, he better not go. Amen. If he's up to God.
Muna yani ukali, kulukile, na ile kwa kuli nikuli, kuyofolisa mwana yani, kamba mshima ni yani, na aziba na ize cholo. Mini vile mulika na hae falirimu, mwabona, mina askata ha, kwa siba kasaka. Kono haiba uhapelezwa kamo ya oke nye kuli aye, kuhande aske haya, haiba utamele kumulimu.
His friend, he loves. Yeah. But he better be led of the Holy Spirit to go there because it won't do any good anyhow. Yeah. I experienced that so many times.
Mulika na hai alata. Kono kuhande azama iswe kimbo yao kenile kuyakwani. Kakuli ya kunabu nde wabu kabatengi ni ya kulichwalo. Nifitile mwalika zaa nilina kozenga ata.
But Paul just waited for the Spirit to tell him what to do. Whatever the Spirit said.
Kono Paulus na alibelezi fela kwa moya kuli. Umubulele sakweza. Mulibele lange moya, abulela.
He stood one night preaching and walked out there and seen a crippled man. And all at once the Spirit spoke to him.
Yeah.
And he said, I perceive. How? Yeah. The same way he perceived is going to be erected upon an island. Yeah.
Na yemi busi ubobu mwi. Inza akutaza. Mikihaya kwani. Na aboni muna yana alisi hole. Miona fani fela. Moya wabulela kuyena mikihali. Na abona. Kulichwangi, kamu kwa oswana wanale muhile, kaona mwene wakayo vela nikozi fasoli, mwabona?
I perceive that you have faith to be healed. Stand up on your feet, Jesus Christ, and make you well. There you are. He was yoked.
Na bwana kuli unanitumelo ya kuli ufole. Aku yeme, Jesu Kriste ukufolisize. Mabona, kifoe chwale, yena nali mwachoko.
He might have held a week's revival there and nothing had happened. But yet he waited for the Holy Spirit to save. See, he was yoked to that appeal.
Na kako na kubani anchafazo, mwasunda, mine kusina seneseza alile. Kono nitengi, nalivelezi kwa mwayo kenile kuli uvulele. Mwabona, nali mwachoko ya kupoyani.
Now you say, brother Ben, you're condemning what you said Sunday about you've been waiting all this time. But you remember it was the Holy Spirit that spoke to me up there on the road and said, I'm sending you back amongst the sick and the
sleep. Amen.
It's obedience to the Holy Spirit. Sure.
Chwale mvule akuli, mzwale Branham, unyaza sono vulezi la sunda. Kaza kuli no sweli kuli velela na kwe kao fela. Konomwa upula, nelimwa yao kenile ono vulezi kuna famu kwa miwali. Na kuluma kukutela kwa bakuli ni kwa banyandile. Mwabona, kiku utwela kwa moya oke nile. Luli.
I didn't go until he told me to do it. I was waiting for thus saith the Lord until I got thus saith the Lord. Now, that's difference. Now, it makes a difference. Yes.
Nenisika ya konji hana ni vulezi kuli nieze chwalu. Neniswele kuli velela kisona sabule amulena. Kufitela hanibani kisona sabule amulena. Chwale sani saashutana, mwabona? Chwale sani sipanga shutano. Eeni.
He waited for the word of the Lord. He was pressed in the Spirit to do only God's bidding. Then he become a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Friends, if we could only become prisoners.
Na aliwelezili nzula mulena. Na katalizo mwamoya. Kweza fela sana abatamulimu. Misa abamutamiwa wa Jesu Kristi. Valikani, hai walukona fila kubaba tamiwa.
That was hard. But I'd like to name a couple more characters.
Amen.
You would, I got about six or eight wrote down here.
Amen.
But I'd like to name just another character too.
Na ziva kwa chisa, kono ni bata kubulela faba tubaba nguhape, hai wa mutabela. Nina ni baba silezi, kamba baake talizoho kababa lalu, baba ngozufa. Kono ni tabela kuli, nibulele libizo la yomu mwifela, kamba bababeli.
Take the character Moses. He was born a deliverer. And he knew that he was born a deliverer.
Halungeni mufuta wa mushi. Na pepilwe alimula muleli. Mina na zivile chwalo kuli. Na pepilwe alimula muleli.
But before I say about Moses, I'd like to make the statement that God always has to take any man that will serve him truly to be his prisoner.
Kono nisika ulela kale kamushe, ni watakulela chua nakuli, mulimu kamita unanikunga mutu kaa ufela yaka musebele za kaniti, kubamutami wa wahai.
A man has to surrender every ambition he's got, everything that he is, everything his life, soul, body, will, ambitions, and everything else, and become a complete a prisoner to Christ who is the Word.
Amen.
To serve God.
Mutu yani, unani kuitobo halita kazo kaa ufela zanani. Lika kamu kana zalizona, sika kaa ufela, bupilo wa hae, moyo, muwili, tato, litakazo, nilikazengwe kaa ufela, miabe mutami wa ya tezi kukreste. Ya liye nalinzwi, kuliasebeleze mulimu.
You might have to walk contrary to your better judgment. Maybe in a certain organization, you might think that they could lift you up and give you something great. If you might crash.
Mwako na kuswavela kuzamaya kakushutana nilika tulo zami na zendi. Mwendi mwaka tengo kakangwi. Wako na kunana kuli baka kunanula kukufa sisi ngwe sisi tuna kuli wiku muse.
But what do you find yourself? You find yourself defeated after a while. Until God can get a man that's willing to become a prisoner to him.
Kono kisika mangi so ipumana kubasona. Wipumana kuli ukomilwe. Hasamula onyana. Kufitela mulimu afu manamutu ya itakaleza kwa mutami wakuyena.
God is looking for prisoners. He's always done it. You might search it through the scripture. A man has to be a prisoner to Christ. Against anything.
Mulimu ubataba tamiwa. Kona mwaezeza ngakamita. Mwakona kubatisisa mwama ngolo. Mutu unani kuba mutami waku Kreste, kuluwa nisa sikakao fela.
Therefore you cannot be connected with anything but Christ.
Amen.
Even your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, anybody.
Kabaka leo amukoni kutamahana kwa sikakao fela konji Kreste. Neba buenda taho, womaho, muzwale wa hao, kezela hao, muna hao, musala hao, mutu kao fela.
You're only connected with Christ and Him only.
Amen.
Then God can use you. Until then, you can't.
Mina mutamana fela ni Kreste, miye na fela anosi. Fohe kipeto mulimu, ukai tusamina. Hakusichwalo, hamukoni.
Oh, yeah, sometimes speaks up, rough the people. See, I'm trying to get you to cut loose.
Kuzwela kwande, foku ngwi kuyonye misabatu. Mwavona, ni nilikaku mitamuru la kuzani.
You got to have a starting place. Like sometimes called out the women, Bob and Harry wearing these clothes and holding and maintaining their Christian profession.
Mulukela kuba nisibaka samaka lero. Sina foku ngwi kubizaba sali, baba kutamilili yabona, ni kutinali apaloze. Ni kuipala kapu lero ya kulikiba Kreste.
Say, that's a little thing. Well, you've got to start somewhere.
Amen.
So begin right there with your ABCs.
Yeah.
And cut loose the worldly looks anyhow. And become a prisoner to Christ.
Muliani kinto enyani, kihande mulukela kukalila kokungwi. Kachwalo mukalilo nafani ni ABC yamina. Mwabona, mimupuma kekwa tengi, mibona ale walifasi. Ni tengi, mimuwe mutami wa kukreste.
And then just keep on cutting loose everything. The final, the last line's cut loose. And then you are a prisoner. Then you become in His grip. He's got you in His grip.
Mikipeto muzwele fela pili. Mupumake likakao fela kufitela sikwenda sama felezo sitamuluha. Fohe kipeto mba mutami wa chwale. Mukaba mwata maiso ya hae. Yena unanimina mwata sata maiso ya hae.
Now, Moses knew that he was born to deliver. He knew that. And did you notice with the ambition that Moses had, knowing his mother had told him only that she was his first maiden?
Chwale, mushe na azivile kulina pepilwe alimula muleli. Na azivile chwalo, mikana mule muhile kata kazo yana nani mushe? Kakuziva kulivomahe neba mugulelezi kwani, haivile kiena yana muuta.
No doubt when Moses, the little baby, was born, that his mother said, you know, Moses, when your dad, Amram, and I pray constantly.
Hakuna kukakanya. Fani mushe mbutu tuyomu nyiani hana apepilwe. Kulivoma he nevaize. Waziba mushe. Fani wenda tao wo Amramu. Nina. Nelulapela anga katundamo.
We know it is seen in the word. It was time for the coming of a deliverer. And we pray, Lord God, we want to see that deliverer. One night the Lord told us in a vision that you would be born, and you would be delivered.
Neluziva nikuwona mwalinzwi, nelinako yakutaha kwa mula muleli. Miselu lapela, mulena mulimu, lubate kuwona mula muleli yani. Wisi uvulivu mwimulena, kihalu vulele la mwapono, kuli ukapepua. Mikiwena, yana akaba mula muleli.
We wasn't afraid of the king's commandment. We didn't care what the king said then. We know that you were born a deliverer. Now, Moses, we know that we can bring you upright.
Nelusa sabita ya mulena. Nelusa vila eli kasana ulezi mulena. Kuzwa fani kiasa uluzi bakuli wena na ope pilwe ulimula muleli. Chole mushe, neluzi bakuli, nelusi kelua kuhulisa hande.
Now remember they've been down there 400 years in Egypt. See?
Chole mupule nebali kwa tasikwani miaye mianda emine mwaege pita. Mwavona?
And we wanted to get you the right thing, the right education, the right training. So I took you and put you in a little ark and set you out into the night.
Mine, nelubate kukungela sika sisinde, mufuta watu toye swanela, kulutiwa kukunde, kachwalo, neni kungile, nikukubea mwareka enyani, nikukuisa manuka ya Nile.
And how strange that the current taken that little ark down through the reeds and rushes and brought it right down miles away and turned it right into Pharaoh's palace where a Pharaoh's daughter was where the bathing pool was. And how that I know that she'd need a woman to raise you.
Mine litaba encha, mi mandinda akukisare kanyana yani, mwala buchwangi wanuka ni mataka. Nikuisa hande kaswanelo, limaele kwa hule, nikuyo ikenya mwala parafaro, iliko ne kuinzimu anamusiza na wafaro, kone kuna nisiba kasa hae sakutapela. Mane ni kamo kuli, kuli neniziba kuli, na akato kwa musali wakuku utawena.
In the damn days, of course, they didn't have these bottles to raise the babies on, so they'd have to have a wet nurse.
Mimoma za ziani, kaniti nebasinama botela aku nisali mbutu tuchwalo. Kachwalo, nana nikubani, nimumba waleli, ya nyisa.
So, and Miriam, I met her there and she stood there. And she said, well, I know where I can find a wet nurse. And come and got me.
Kachwalo, mi, Miriame, na muluma kwani, misa aye mafani, mi ali. Na aziva, koni kona kufumanamu waleli, ya nyisa. Mi ataha, kutoni visa.
And Moses, the doors are all shut. Honey, you're 16 years old now. And you're going to be Pharaoh's son. And someday, you're going to be the deliverer. That's going to take the people out of here.
Mimushe, likwa loka ufela likwa lilwe. Mulati wa, seona nilili moze lishumi, kaze silezi za kupe pochwale. Mi ukabamu anafaro. Miza zileli mwi, ukabamu la muleli, yaka lukulasitia baku za moo.
Moses' ambitions begin to grow. I'll study, mother. I'll study everything I can.
Milelo ya mushe, yaka la kuhula. Nika avali sisa, ima. Nika avali sisa likaka ufela, zeni kona.
You know what I'll do? I'll study how to be a military man. And I don't know how to take these people out of here.
Mwazibase nikaeza, nikabali sisa mwakubela mutu wavusole. Minika aziva mwakula mle asichabase kuzwa kwanu.
I'll be a great general, bishop. You know, I know how it's done. And I'll take it out. I'll get my PhD here. I'll do it.
Nikabanduna umutuna, bishop. Kachwalo nikaziva mwoli ezezwa. Minika... Nika balamulela, nika ikungela PhD yaka, kamba LL, nika yaza chwalo.
My father is Shinnicky. If you ever read his books, all right, he's going to deliver all the Protestants, you know, when he become one himself.
Sina Father Shinnicky, haba mukile mwaba alivuka za hae, kulu kile yena ukala mulela waipanguli kaufela, mwaziba, mi kihaba ya chwalo, yena kasibili.
So, this great priest years ago, Father Shinnicky, you ought to get his book and read it. They call him Father. It's Brother Shinnicky what it was. We don't call him only Father. Like that.
Kachwalo mupriste yomutuna yo. Lili mozee fitile. Father Shinnicky. Mulukela kufumanabuka ya hae ni kuivala. Vamu vizaku lindate. Konoye na kimu zwale Shinnicky. Fela seo na liso na. Lunalu luke liku vizamu tuka au fela kulindate. Sina cholo.
So we find it. That he's going to read the Bible. So if you get out there and disprove the Protestant religion, the big law Catholic, if I went to read the Bible, the Holy Spirit come upon him and he got the Holy Ghost. Then he become one of them.
Kacholo lufumana kuli, kuliluna, naaya kwa kubala bibele. Kacholo naile kwani, nikuyolwa nisa vulapeli wabai panguli. Nikuweza kuba wakato likafela. Mihana atile kwa kubala bibele. Moyao kenile watafali mwa hae. Mi, amu hela moyao kenile. Mikasamu lao, kasamu lao.
So then, notice this, that Moses got all the training because he knew he was so smart, so educated, so intellectual. There was nobody. He could even teach the Egyptians.
Kacholo hemule mwese, kulimushena afumani tuto kakutala, kakuliena, yena na azivile, nali abutali luli, yai tutila hulu, wanga na luli, kufitelela akuna ni omukana, yena mane na akona ni haiba kulutama ege pita.
He could teach their psychologists. He could teach their generals what military might was. So he was a great man. And people feared Moses because of his greatness.
Kufitela na akona kulutali tuto za zibo ya bona. Na akona kulutama nduna abona seo mata abusole na liona. Na alimuuna yomutuna miba atune basaba mushe. Wakensabu tuna kwa hae.
Oh, such a scholarship man. He was an archbishop, or maybe like a pope. He was a great fellow. And he was a mighty man.
Oh, mwi tuti ya cholo yani. Maui, nali bishop ya mutuna, kamba mane inge popu. Nali muna ya mutuna, minali muna ya mata.
And he knew that he was born to do this. And had trained with great ambitions to do it.
Mina azivile kuli na pepezu kweza una cholo. Mina alutilwe kalita kazo zetuna kuli aeze cholo.
Just like today, I don't say that man training in these schools
I don't see that, like you're out here in the West now, they're going to build a $150 million school of theology. See? Pentecostal. $150 million school.
Sinafela kachenu, anibulelikuli kulutiwa mwalikolo, anibulelicholo. Sina haba likwanu kwa wiko chwale, wakaya asikolo sesi feza madolo ae zama milioni ya handeleti ni mashumi akete alizoho. Kubasi kolo sazavu mulimu, mwabona, mapentekota, ki kisi kolo sa madolo ae zama milioni ya handeleti ni mashumi akete alizoho.
To me, that should be missionaries in the field.
Amen.
But whatever.
Kuna, yani ulukela kubamu buleli masimu, mwabona, kono seo kaufela.
What do they do when they come out of there? What are they? But you reckon. And then that's how they come out. We always have the rest of them, and that's the same line. See?
Kisikamangi, seva eza kwande kwani. Kisikamangi, seva lisona, sishangata samariki. Una cholo fela. Micholo, kono mwaba ezwezi. Kubile cholo kamita, baba ngiva kubona kaufela. Miwani kimu inelo oswana. Mwabona?
Now we find out that when Moses, in all his training, and today with all the training, making big bishops and so forth, the great high ambition, what do we do?
Chwale lufumana chwana kuli, fani mushe mwali tuto za hai kao fela. Mika chenu kali tuto kao fela, kupangama bishop baba tuna nizengu cholo. Takazo ye tuna ye pahami, kisi kama ingi, selu kaeza.
Our ambitions become just about like what Moses was, see?
Litakazo zaluna liva felasina mone libezi za mushe. Mwabona?
God, before he could get the man in his hand, he had to strip him of his ambition. He had to strip him of all his training.
Mulimu, fani asika angakale mutu mwalizo la hae. Nana nikumutubula litakazo za hae. Nana nikumutubula kuzwa kwali tuto za hae kamukana.
He did go out and he delivered, he killed one Egyptian. And when he did, he found out that he was in the wrong. He couldn't do that. It wasn't that way.
Na ile kwande, misa haba lukulula, na abulale mwege pita alimungwi, miyena, miyana eze cholo, na afumanikuli, na alimwama fosisa, na asa akonikuwa za sani, nesi kanzila yaani.
And God had to take him out into the wilderness, into the desert, a desert place. You notice? Kind of strange how these fellows, that God got a message for them. He takes them into a desert.
Mimulimu na vile ni kumuhisa kwa ande mwali halaupa, kuya mwali halaupa, sivaka sali halaupa, mukalemu wa mfuta omunchacholo, kamo mitangana ye kulimulimu, hana nilingu salabona, uba isanga mwali halaupa.
He took Paul to the desert.
Amen.
To train him. To tell him what all this great vision was. Out into the desert. Was a certain desert.
Nice ze Paulusi, kwali halaupa. Kwa kumuluta, kumubulela fela seo pono tuna ye, neliona. Kwande mwali halaupa. Kuya kwande, kwa siba kasisi mwi.
And he stayed there until God fully made known what to do.
Nikihai na kwani, kufitela mulimu azibahaza, kakutala sana kaeza.
And Moses time. He took him out in the desert. Kept him out there for 40 years. And stripped him of all his theology. And all his ambition.
Minako ya mushe. Na muisize kwande mwali halaupa. Amu inisa kwande kwani. Kamia haa ye mashumi ya mane. Nikumutubula kuzwa kwali tuto za hae. Zabu mulimu nilitakazo.
Oh, what a time that he could look back and see his failure. And how we tonight ought to do the same thing. When we see our ambition.
Oh, kinako ye chwangiani. Kulina ate alimile kwa mulao, nikubona mapalelu ya hae. Nikamo kuliluna abu siu waka chenu, lulukela kweza tabaye swana. Kihalu wana litakazo za luna.
Look at the healing campaign. As soon as the Lord did something a few years ago to start restoring healing to the sick and so forth.
Mutali mekwa mikopano ya kufoliswa. Mimubone haiba mule na akira ya za sisi mwi. Mwami ahaye fitile. ili kukalaku kutiseza foliso kwa bakuli, nize ngucholo.
Everybody, every organization, because they didn't come into their organization, they had to get them a healer. And what have we done? Let's look at it just a moment.
Mutu ni mutu, kopano ka ufela, kakuneisika ataha mwako pano yabona, nebana nikuva, fumanela mufolisi. Mikisi kama ngiselwe zize, alutali melengi fatengi, fana kunyana fela.
We have done the same thing that Moses did. We went out and tried so hard to manufacture some kind of a miracle.
Lweze tawae swana yo mushena ezize, neluzwe zikwande, milwa likaku ipangela makazo, ya mufuta umungwi.
I smelt a disease. I got blood in my hand. A manufacture of miracle.
Lord help.
Ni akalelize butuku. Ni nani mali mwalizo laka. Ni kupanga makazo.
See, and what have we got? Some of the man in such hard straits has broke up and become regular drunkards. Neurotic. I got their mind.
Mwabona, mikisi kama ngiselu nani? Vana baba ngui, baba cholo. Mwala kubilaela koku cholo. Baba filikani. Nikuwa machakolwa wakamita. Kui kalelwa. Miwana ni miupulo ya bona.
We switched all the way back to from the Pentecostal objective back to making organizations and things again.
Miwaku tezi kwa mulao kwani. Muzamao ozwa mwamulelo wa mapentekota. Uku tezi kwa kupangali kopano nilikazengwe hape. Mabona.
See, what have we done? Slew about one Egyptian.
Yeah.
That's right.
Ki, si kama nselo ezize, lubula ele mwege pitali mungwi, yani kiniti.
And we tried, we strained, we paid, we labored all night long to prayer meetings so we had no voice.
Miluli kile, lui katalize, lulifile, lubele kile, luse lukeni mwami kopano yalitapelo zabu siuka ufela, kufitela lusile lwa kimanzwi.
And try to manufacture something, soup up something, and all these kinds of things, and find it to be a total failure.
That's
we
right.
Need a going back to the desert.
Amen.
Right.
Help us, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Mi, miluli kile kupanga sika sisi ngui. Niku waba wabisa sisi ngui. Nilika ze ngui, ze ka ufela. Niku fumanakuli, za palelwa. Luto kwa kukutela kwa lihala upa. Luli, enisha.
Fightings and struggles. Why not just give up?
Amen.
That's what you ought to do.
Amen.
Go back and give up.
Kutundana ni kuikataza. Kinyi fela halusa ituleli. Sani kona semuluke la kweza. Mwabona, mukute mimuito vohe.
Well, we've done the same thing they did, same thing Moses did. It doesn't do any good. After 40 years, he found himself a prisoner to the word of God.
Kinyi, lueze likaze swana zene baizize. Tabaye swana yanaizize mushe. Akunabu ndeni babukana. Kasamula walili moze mashumi ya mane. Naipumani alimutamiwa kwa linzula mulimu.
What do we try to do when the great blessing come out and the manifestation of all these great things that God has told us about how that we must be born again, how we must receive the Holy Ghost, the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, and all these things here.
Luna kisikamangi, selu ikakweza, fani hane kutilembu yoti yetuna, nipona hazo, yalika ze tuna ze kao fela ze omulimu, alubulezi kazona. Kamolu lukela kubela baba pepilo sincha, ni kamolu lukela kwa muhela moya oke nile, ona kolobezo kalibizo la Jesu Kriste, nilikaze mo kamukana.
You see, people instead of staying to that word harnessed to it, what do? They started with their own denominational theory, which had already failed, and tried to manufacture something to look like the truth.
Oh, help.
Mwabona, sichaba mwasiba kasa kuina mwali nzulani. Kuswa seha kulona, kisi kama nseba heza, nebakalile katuto ya kopano ya bwana bangi. Yenese ipale zukale, nikulika kupanga sika sesi bwana hala inge niti.
I better cut off right there, see. I'm sure you're wise enough to know what I mean, see. But why, look what it's done, think of it.
Kihande ni yemele onafani. Mwabona, nasepa munani butali fakuli muzibe sentalusa. Mwabona, kono kingi, mutali mesese za halile. Munahane kazona.
Where have we got tonight but a nation full of organized people who deny the scriptures of God?
Amen.
Amen.
Who would call the light
telepathy. Who would refuse such to come into their church?
Kisi kama ngiselu nani busi ubo, kwanda fela, fela, fela na haye tezi batu. Baba iko panyize kuba, baba latu la mangolo wa mulimu. Bona, baba kaa viza ona bupilo wamo yao kenekuli. Neli fela, fela kuba la miupulo ya batu. Vene baka hanata wae cholo, kuli kene mwakereki abona.
And they wouldn't permit you to mention one word of serpent seed, eternal security, and the things that the Holy Spirit has revealed and proved to be the word.
Amen.
Challenge that, to challenge to come into the
world.
Mine basike vamilumeleza kuli, mubuleleli nzwi lilingwi, kazapeo ya noha, guselelezwa kwa kuya kuile, nilikazeo moyao kenile upatuluzi, nikupaka kubali nzwi, nikatalize mwamulao awi katazi ikau fela, kuli litopa kiwa, kuna kulilifo salile.
What have they got? The same thing that Luther had? The rest of them? See? Slew an Egyptian.
Kisika mangi seba nani? Tawa Yesu wana yanana niyo na Luther. Baba nguva kubona, mwabona, kubula ya mwege pita.
What not? What was it? Maybe make some man stop stealing. Or maybe live true to his wife.
Kisika mangi, nelisika mangi sani, mwendi naeze kulimutu yomungi akale kutuwela kuuzwa, kamba mwendi kupilasina yase pahala kumusala hae.
But what did you make him out of? A church member. Come and join our group. See?
Kono kisi kamangi, sono muzu selize kuzani, ali memba la wakeleke. Taha utoi kopanya kwasi kwa Tesaluna. Mwabona?
That stinking dead man was the only thing he put his fingers to. Of his success of 40 years of training. A stinking Egyptian. Ring a rotten dead.
Muna ya nunka kubola yani. Sika fela saka supa minwana kusona. Saku punywa kwa hae kami hae mashumi ya mane. Yali tuto za hae. Mwege pita ya nunka. Ali kubola mwani. Ya volile miushwile.
That's about the way it is tonight. The only thing we can point to this revival that's crossed over so close is a stinking bunch of church members that knows more about God than a hot pot and all about a Egyptian knife.
Amen. Amen.
Chwalo kona moku inezi nivusi waka chenu. Taba ino sifela yelu kona kusupa kuyona. Kwa nchafazo yeza halile ye kamwe vizezwa. Kisi shangata sisi nunka sama membala wakeleke. Baba sazivi kazamulimu sinambonezi kai mwasa ziveli kabusihu waige pita. Kulukile.
That we tell them about the word of God and say, I don't believe that. I don't care what you say, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Haili kaza kubaba vulele la linzwi la mulimu wanabali. Anilumeli sani, wali hanataba kaso vulela, na hanilumeli sani, mwabona?
That's an awful thing that to point back to, for all the strains and struggles and everything we got.
Mwabona ya nikintu e maswe, ya kusupate nkuyona, kakui kataza kaufela, nikutu kufalilwa, kaufela kolunani.
Maybe we could point to a big school, but it's dead.
Amen.
We could point to an organization, but it's dead, it's sick.
Mwendilu wakona kusupa kwa sikolo sestuna, kono lishwile. Neluka supa kwa kopana yetu na kono kia shule kiza nunka.
It's just like the first thing that we pulled out of, like a hog going to its water and a dog to its vomit. When we turn back, one dead Egyptian.
Kuswana fela sinataba ya pili, yene rusazo ofeza yani, sinakuluwe kukutela mwasileze, ninja kukutela kwa mataza ayona, haluka kuta, mwege pita limu ya shule.
No doubt when somebody says, Moses, well, hey, you got no more feeling for the people? You was called to this. Somebody that knows Moses, and that he was called for that. Hey, doctor, have you lost the feeling of the people? No, sir.
Akuna kukakanya, kono yomu ngwina ezekuli, mushe, kihande kikuli, haunama keke kasicha basenji, no vizizwe kuli, weze tabaye, yomu ngwi, ya naziwa mushe, minaziwa kuli, na vizizwe katabayani, mikikuli, ulate ezu kimai kutuwa asicha banji, vatilisha.
Well, why aren't you out on doing this? Why aren't you out trying this? Why don't you go on with the rest of them?
Kulukile, king house yo kwande, kwani unzo eza se, mi king house yo kwanu, unzo likakweza se.
Moses is out there getting stripped. Until he had an experience at the burning bush that declared the word. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I remember my promise, and I've come down to deliver it, and I'm sending you to do it. That was it.
Mushe nali kwande kwani inza atubuzwi kufitela hana tiloba ni kutwisiso fast chachani sesi tukamuliro sani nesitilobu lela linzwi kina mulimu wa Abrahama, Isaka, Jakobo Mini upuzise piso yaka. Mini tirekuli nitoba lamulela. Na kuluma kuli uyoe za chwalo. Sani Nelsona.
He's seen the work. Not the ambition of the people or the desires of the people. Then what did he become?
Na abonili nzwi. Isi ngili zwalo la sichaba. Kambali takazo za sichaba. Kutuafani. Na vile sikamanyi?
He did not want to face the Egyptians anymore. He didn't want to face this thing anymore. But he became a prisoner.
Nasa tabeli kukopana ni maige pita ni hanyani. Nasa tabeli kukopana ni tabaye ni hanyani. Konu natuwa mutamiwa. Amen.
40 years of falling, stripping down, but then he become a prisoner at the burning bush. The mighty Moses with all of his intellect.
Lili moze mashumi ya mane za afita. Inza atu vuzwi. Konu natuwa mutamiwa. Fasi chachani sesi tuka. Mushe yomutuna nizibo ya hai kaufela.
The Bible saying that Moses was a mighty man in word or in deed down in Egypt. But watch what the mighty theologian did in the presence of the burning bush. He only confessed his inability.
Vivele ibulezikuli, Mushe na alimuna ya mata mwamanzwi ni mwalikezo. Kwa ni kwa ege pita. Kono wa mutalime sana izemu ituti yomutuna fapilas chacha ni sestuka. Yenana ulezi fela kaza kutokwa, mata kwa hae.
When he's seen the genuine purpose of God, he confessed that he was inability to do it, yet he was trained in all the theology that they could give him.
Amen.
Trained in the best school.
Fani anabwa ni mulelo, waluli wa mulimu. Na ipulezi kuli, nasina mata akukona kuweza sani. Kantina lutilwe mwali tuto za umulimu kau fela, zende wakona kumufa. Kulutiwa masikolo, sabo na sisi ndeku fitisi saa.
But yet what can he do with that pillar of fire hanging out of the bush?
So I came to the talk. Amen. Amen.
Kono hivo kisi kamangi sana kaeza. Haiba kambe sita samulilo sani, nesilepe la kwani, maschechani. Na ize na mane, haniko ni haiba kubulela kuyena.
Lord, who am I that I should go?
Mulena, kina mangikuli nizamae. Mwabona?
Get your shoes on, Moses. I want to talk to you. Get yourself down, even your shoes. You're flat on the ground again. I want to talk to you. Couldn't even talk.
Tubulali katulo za hao, mushe. Nibata kwa mbola kuwena. Itubule iliwena. Nizo nali katulo za hao, cholo. Se ulifafasi hape. Nibata kwa mbola kuwena.
Finally, are elected.
Mane nasa koni ni haiva kubulela. Mafelelezo mutamiwa ya ketilwe. Muprofita ya ketilwe. Sinafela mwana ketezwi Paulusi. Mushe na ketilwe kubamula muleri. Michwale mafelelezo mulimu na atilova ni mutami wa wahae ya ketilwe kuyena. Oh, hallelujah.
He can only move as the word of that movie.
Amen.
Who shall say that me? I am.
Na azama fela kuya kamoli nzula mulimu nerimu za maiseza. Kimangi, yeni kali, unilumile, kina.
How will I do? I'll be with you.
Kana nikaza chwangi? Nikaba niwena.
Yes, Lord, just as you say, here I am. Oh my, he's a prisoner.
Amen. Ni mulena, wana chwalo fela, mwogu lelezi. Kina yo, oh Maui, yani kimutamiwa.
He goes against his better thinking. Now, if he trained the commander on.
Uya, kakulwani sana, niminano ya hai, ye iketile. Chole, nalutilwe, mwogu fela ite yalo kwa mpi.
A swords up, about face, train, the goal, chariots all in order, spears forward, charge. That's how he's going to take it over. That was his training.
Mikwale mwahalimu, kusupafa pata, na lutilwe mwakuza maela, makoloi kaufela, neli mwaswanelo, masho kwa pili, kulaela, cholo kona, mwakayo hapela, yani neli tuto ya hae.
But he said, what am I going to use? What's got in your hand?
Corona is a kisika mangi senika itusisa. Ali king sona ni mwalizo la hao.
A stick.
Kikota!
God does things so ridiculous sometimes in the human mind.
Mulimuweza angalikaze bona la bukuba foku mwi. Kwa mupulo wa mutu. Mwabona?
Got a stick in his hand. Whiskers hanging down. 80 years old. Wife on mule. Kids sitting on the hood.
Nana nikota mwalizola hai. Nimilelu inze ileperela. Lilimoze eiteza kupepwa. Musala hai inza pami famule. Mwana hai inza insfanoka.
Little old flabby arms hanging down a stick. Just his head set up where he has thus says the Lord. His
Mazoho wa manyani abu nolo inza aleperela. Nikota. Nana nuzito ya hae muhalimu. Kakulina vile ni kiso na sabu lea mulena. Kingi. Natro vayasu asizwe. Kwa mafelelezo.
He was a prisoner. I only move when the word moves.
Amen.
I only speak when the word speaks.
Na alimutamiwa. Nikaza mafela haibalinzwi. Lani shenyisa. Nikabulela fela, foli bulezili nzwi.
Where are you going? I got one commission. Stand before Pharaoh. Show him. But this stick. Hey. In God's name. Yeah.
Kana uya kai, nina nitumwa ili ngwi. Yoye mafapila faro, miumu wanise, kakota yo na ye, kulimulimu unilumile. Amen.
What's going on there, sir? He'll provide the next thing after you do this.
Kisika mangi soka ya zakasamula wafani, ukalu kisalikaze tatama, hasamula wa nimanoeza se.
Amen. You've only got one thing to do the first step, right? Surrender. Become a prisoner. Don't think of yourself or something else. Become a prisoner.
Kifohe chwale. Unanifela tabailimu ya kweza. Muhato wa pili usi wakachenu. Kuipea akube mutamiwa. Usike wai kungakuli usesingwi. Akube mutamiwa.
Moses become a prisoner. Confess he couldn't even talk.
Mushe natilova mutamiwa. Na ulezi kulimane ni haiwa kubulela na sakoni.
Finally when God got him in his hand, where he could only move, where God moved him.
Mafelele zofani mulimu, ana musweli mwalizola hae, kakuli na hako nilefela kuya, ko mulimu na muisa. Kona, kwa na amu ulezi linzwi.
He told him the word, he knew it was the word. Then he submitted himself to the word, and the Holy Spirit, their God, harnessed Moses, to the will of God.
Na azibile kuli nelilinzwi, miki hai pa iliena kwa linzwi, mimo ya oke nile kwa ani, mulimu aswa la mushe kwa tatu ya mulimu.
That's the same thing he done to Paul. That right?
Amen.
He harnessed Paul.
Yani kona tawa, ya naize ku Paulusi. Kiniti yeonji, na aswa sizwe Paulusi.
Little crooked nose, tired, Catholic Jew. Oh, with PhD and LLDs wrote all over him. But he said, oh, I'm going to show him what he's going to suffer through the word thing.
Mujuda yo munyani wango ye shengile. Ya filikanya. Oh, ni PhD, ni ma LLD. Nelingozu kuye na kaufela. Kono naize, nikamubonisa saka afita kusona wakensalinzwi. Mwabona?
And then Paul sitting there and seeing the word. And seeing that that was Jesus. Then he raised up his hands and become harnessed to him. The love of God harnessed him to the word.
Hallelujah.
He's going to bear my name before the Gentiles. There he went.
Miniena, michole Paulusi, ana inzifani. Minzabo nalinzwi, nikubona kuli yani, nali Jesu. Mikia nanula mazoa hae, miaswa seya kuyena. Lilato la mulimu, nelimusweli kwa linzwi. Ukalua lalivizo la kafapila wa machaba. Kachwalo, saya.
Moses! I am the God of your fathers. I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob. I remember I promised them, and the time of the promise is near.
Mushe, kina mulimu wa Netaho, kina mulimu wa Abrahama, Isaka, ni wa Jacobo. Ni upuzi, neniwa sepisize, mina kwea sepiso, isu telezibu kaofi.
And I see the afflictions of my people. I remember my promise, and I have come down to harness you.
Mini woni manyando asicha basaka. Ni upuzise piso yaka. Mini tile kuto kuluma. Mwaziba seo linzwi neli bulezi. Ni kulumile kuli uye kwa ni.
You know what the word says. Now I harness you to go down there. Harness you with power. To go down there and deliver my people.
Mwaziba seo linzwi neli bulezi. Ni kulumile kuli uyete nkwa ni. Ni kulumile kamata. Kuli uyete nkwa ni. mi ulukulu lesi cha basaka.
Take that stick in your hand as a witness. Because you've seen a miracle done by it. Just like David with the slingshot.
Mi ulwale kota yeo mwalizola hao. Kakubabu paki. Kakuli uvonima kazo yeye zizwe kayona. Inge felas na Davida. Nika fuililo. Mwabona.
Harnessed himself. And he went down. Finally, God had a man that was subject to him, harnessed to him, and could not move until the word of God moved him. If people would just do that today.
Kulumiwa, yena kasibili. Mina ile kwa ni mafelelezo. Mulimu na avile ni mutu, yana mutuela. Yana alumile kuyena. Mina saa kwa niku za maya, kwa njili nzula mulimu, hane limu za maisa. Kambe batune bakaye za fila unachwalo. Kachenu.
Then he was his prisoner. A prisoner of love. Yoked up in the bond of love with God. As Paul was yoked up in the bond of love to God.
Kona kuliena na ati wa mutami wa wahae. Mutami wa kwa lilato. Kuswaseha mwa choko ya lilato. Ni mulimu. Sina Paulusi, mwana aswa sehezi, kwa choko ya lilato la mulimu.
Just like Paul, both of them trained the same way. Moses trained, you know, to deliver the children of Israel by military might.
Sina fela Paulusi, sibeli sabo na neba lutilwe kanzi la Yesu wana, mushena lutilwe maziba, kuli ayo lukulula, wana wa Israele, kama ata asisole.
Paul trained to take it out of the hands of the Romans and let them free. By great ecclesiastical force in the world that day. Great schools of training come up under Gamaliel.
Paulus na lutilwe kuli, awa lukulule guzwa mwamazo amaroma. Nikuwa lukulula kamata hae abulapeli. Mwali fasi la zazlani. Likolo ze tuna za kulutiwa. Na hulezi mwatesa Gamaliele.
And both of them went to the desert. Come back different man. Both of them saw the killer of the father.
Amen.
And both of them were prophets.
Hallelujah.
Is that right? Both of them
prophets. Miss Belisabona, neba ile mwali halaupa, neba tile balivana baba shutana. Miss Belisabona, neba wanisi itasamulilo. Miss Belisabona, neba liwa profita. Kini tia onji?
And they both was talked to by the pillar of fire.
Amen.
Exactly right. Coming for deliverance.
Miss Belisabona, neba profita. Miss Belisabona, neba bulelezwi kasi itasamulilo. Yani kini tiluli, kutaha kwa mula muleli.
There they was, went to the desert, left their homes and went to the desert to find out, left their peoples and everything to find the will of God.
Amen.
See?
Nevali kwani, nevaile kwali halaupa, nevasiile mala pabona kuyamwali halaupa, kuyobati sisa, nevasiile sichaba sabona, nilika kaufela, ilikufumana tatu ya mulimu. Mwawona?
They were trained in one way, God changed them to another.
Nevalutilwe kanzi la ilimwi. Mulimu na wachinchize kubabasili.
And they had to become a complete prisoner to not act in the way that they wanted to act, but act in the way that God wanted them to act.
Minevana ni kubabatamiwa kakutala. Kakusaeza kanzi la yene babata. Kono nevaizize kanzi la yo mulimu na watakulibaize kayona.
He's the same yesterday, today and forever. Amen. Have we got another 10 minutes to make? I'll real quickly get to another character.
Yena waswa na mabani kachenu nikuya kuile. Kana unanimizuzu ye mingwi, ye lishumi kafo kuli, luweze seo, nika kufakapili, luli kuli, lufite kumutu wa mungwi.
I see one before me now. His name is Joseph. He was an elected son. He was a perfect type of Jesus Christ.
Nibona alimungu itwale, libizo la haiki Josepha, na alimuana yake tilwe, na alimufuta wopete hile wa Jesu Kristi.
He was born a prophet. He's a prophet also. See?
Na pepilwe alimu profita. Na alimu profita niena. Mwabona?
And now he could see vision. And when he's a little boy, he saw a vision of himself sitting on a throne. And his brother's dying.
Michwale na abu nangalipono. Miana salimu shimanifela. Na abu nipono ya hae inza inzifalubona. Mimi nzuale bahabuena. Ingiwa mkubamela. Mawona?
But what? He became, he felt like he's a great guy. See? And all of them, what did God have to do? He done the same thing that he did to the rest of them.
Kono mulemwe, na atilova, na ikutuwa ingekuli, na alimushima ni omutuna. Mawona? Kau felabona, kono kisika maisa umulimu na vile nikweza, na ezeli kaze swana, zana ezize kubaba mkau fela.
Because Moses was a deliverer,
Paul was a deliverer, and now Joseph was a deliverer. He saved his people from the famine.
Kakuli mushe nali mulamuleli. Paulusi nali mulamuleli. Michwale Josepha nali mulamuleli. Na apili sizesi chava sahabo kuzwa kwa lukupwe.
What did God have to do, James? Put him in prison. Amen. Have him right straight to the prison. Yes, sir?
Kisi kama niseo mulimu nana nikweza kuyena, kumubea matolongo, kumukenya matolongo. Ensha.
Remember he was sold by his brother to an Egyptian, and they sold him to Potiphar.
Mupule, na alekisizo kiba na bahabu ena, kumwege Peter. Mibamu lekisa ku Potiphar.
And a Potiphar gave him a little bit of liberty, and first thing you know, that was taken from him, and there he sat in the prison, crying, God had to strip it.
Mi Potiphar amufatu kuluhonyana, misika sapili mwaziba, saani nesizu sizwe kuyena, mifani kihai na matolongo inza alila, kulila, mulimu, nana nikumutuula.
Now notice, but all the time I believe he in that prison, he could remember that the vision said that he's going to sit on the throne and his brothers is going to bow to him. Because he knew that his gift come from God. And he knew that it had to come to pass.
Chole mulemuhe, kono kana kukaufela, na alumela yena mwatolongo mwani, na upula kuli pono na ibulezi kuli, na haka inafalubona, nikuli vanababu ena, ne waka mkubamela. Kakuli naziba kuli mpoya hae, nezo kumulimu. Mina zibile kuli, neina nikutueza hala.
If we could only keep that on mind. And according to the word of God, in this last days he's going to have a church. He's going to have a people. And these things that he promised, he's going to do them.
Kambe fela nelukavu luka sani mwami na nweluna. Mini kaku ya kali nzula mulimu, kuli mwama azazi ama felelezo haa, ukawa nikeleke, ukawa nisichaba, nilikaze, zana sepisize, ukalieza.
Amen. And we're living in the time. Amen. We're there. Amen. He's just trying to get us to be real prisoners now. Locked in with him.
Naize kuli ukape tacholo, milupila mwanako yatengi, lutengi mwani, yena usweli fela kulikaku luisa, Faku baba tami wabani tichwale. Baba ki Yezui, mwahali kuyena.
You hear that old song you sing, and then I'm going to shut in with God?
Yeah,
but I want to be shut in with God. Now, that's where I thought about this.
Mukile mwa utuwa pina ya kale yani, ye mwopela ngakuli. Michwale ni ki Yezui mwahali ni mulimu. Ni watakuba ya ikwalezi mwahali ni mulimu. Chwale, kona kweni hupuzi kase.
Being shut in with God. Nothing else. You only move when God says move. You only do as God says do. Then you're shut in with God.
Kuba yaki Yezu ya muho ni mulimu. Hakuna sesingwi. Mimukaza maafira mulimu abule akuli muzamae. Mukaza fira kuya kamu abule ya mulimu kuli muweze. Mwavona. Fuwa ekipeto muki Yezu mwahali ni mulimu.
Now remember, he was thinking. He also became a total failure to himself. All that he knew, all that he understood and everything, he became a total failure. It didn't work.
Chwale mupule, na aswe kunahana. Niena hape na atilo vamu palelui ya feleleza. Kuye na kasibili. Zani kau fela zana aziva, kau fela zana utwisisa. Nilika kau fela na vile mupalelui ya feleleza. Nelisika veleka.
He was put under a situation to where that nobody would listen to him. He was a prisoner.
Na veilwe mwata savu ino wakuli, hakuna mutu yanaka muteleza, na alimutamiwa.
See, he was put into a situation that unbelievers would not believe. You see what I mean?
Amen.
Mwabona, na veilwe mwabu ino wabungwi, wene basikeba alumela, wawa salumeli, kana mwabona sinitalusa.
His ministry was a non-effect. The people turned their heads. They wouldn't pay attention to him in prison. What good would his ministry do?
Vulumi wabwa hae, kuba wabu sinatuso. Vatu vasikulula litoza wona. Nevasa isezingana akuye na mwatolongo. Kibunde mangi, wende mukae za vulumi wabwa hae.
He might stand to the prison bars and preach to him and walk on down the street. See? But he became a prisoner. God kept him a prisoner. Until the wheel got rolled up right.
Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nako nakuyema falisipi za tolongo. Nikukutaza kubona. Nibaita mayira afera mwa mikwakwa, mwabona? Kono na vile mutamiwa, mimulimu, na mubulukira ali mutamiwa kufitira lika halitoba kaswanelo. Ali kiyofa muna waka, kanya, bupalerwi, wabufeleleza.
Finally, God didn't do it in his prison. Like Paul, like all the rest of them, he came to him.
Mafelelezo, mulimu na atile kuye na mwati olongo ya hai. Sina Paulusi, sina baba mwi, babu na kamukana, na atile kuye na.
And he used the gift that he had given to get him out of there.
Yeah.
He brought him from his prison.
Mina itu sisize mpo yana mufile kumuisa kwande kwani. Yani kiniti. Na muti sisize mwatolongo ya hai.
What did he do? As soon as he brought him from his prison, he was given power.
Amen.
By the king, his king.
Amen.
They settled the fire that he was under.
Kisi kama ngisana ezize, onafani ana muti sisize mwatolongo ya hai. Na afire mata kimulena, mulena hai. Yana inzi kwa tukwa hai, yena, yana limuatasa hai.
He was brought from the prison house and given power to whatever he said had to happen.
Amen.
Na tisizwe kuzwa mwandu ya tolongo, ni kufiwa mata, kufitela, sana vulezi kaufela, nesina nikweza hala. Amen.
In his prison, he constantly remembered he was born for a purpose.
Amen.
He was going to set by a king, and all the rest of us going to bow knee to him.
Amen.
His vision told him so. Amen.
Mwatolongo ya hae, nazula pili kuhupula, na pepe zumulelo, na lukela kuyo inabu kaufi ni mulena, kamukana abo na nebakayo mkubamela. Pono ya hae, neimu vulezi chwalo. Amen.
But before his vision could be completely fulfilled, he had become a prisoner. Amen. And then become a ruler.
Kono pono ya hae sikata lezwa kale kaswanelo, nana nikuwa mutamiwa. Amen. Mika samulaho, kihaba mubusisi.
And when he come from his prison house and become a prisoner of the word of God, that he can only say what God put in his mouth to say, then God moved through.
Fani ana azule mwandu ya tolongo ya hae, ni kutoba mutami wa walinzi la mulimu, kuli na kona fela kubulela seo mulimu, na veli mamulomu wa hae kuli abulele. Mimulimu kia zama ya kufitela kuyena.
Moses had power to bind Pharaoh's prince. And his own will.
Yeah.
Did you say to this mountain be moved?
Hallelujah.
He had power to bind Pharaoh's.
Mulemu yekuli mushe, nana ni mata akutamaba na bafaro babashimani. Katato ya haefela. Haiba mukabule ya kwa lilundule kuli, akushimbuluke. Nana ni mata akutamaba na bafaro babashimani.
Whether they were deacons or presbyters or whether the state representatives or whatever you are.
Kamba nebalima dikoni, kamba baituti, bazalikeleke. Kamba kibuona ba, baye melasi kakao fela, sene balisona.
They are buying you.
Amen.
So they were bound.
Amen.
That was it. He could do it in his own way, his own pleasure.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Na iza nakutama, mineva tamilwe. Saani nelisona. Na kaa iza chwalo kama nzwa hai tota. Kakulate kwa hai tota. Amen. Kanya kumulimu.
Oh, I just got about 3 more minutes so I keep my word.
Oh, ni nani fela mwendi. Mizuzu yemila aluchwalo. Kachwalo, nibuluke manzu yaka.
Now, we find out that he become a prisoner to God. From a prisoner to the world, from Paul the same way, and Moses the same way, from a prisoner to his own thinking, to a prisoner to God.
Chwale lufumana chwana, kulina na vile mutamiwa kumulimu. Kuzwa kwa kuwa mutamiwa kwa lifasi, kuzwa Paulo sikanzila Yeswana, nimushe kanzila Yeswana. Kuzwa kwa kuwa mutami wa minano ya hai, kutoba mutami wa kumulimu.
And when he come out, he had the power of God. And when he become Paul, when the old thinking of Moses,
He was surrendered it and stripped of it. He became a prisoner to Christ's word, could only move wherever.
Mihana azwile, nana ni mata amulimu. Mitwale anatilova Paulusi, fani muna anowa kale, wamushe, na itovo hile ni kui kambusaona, na itovo mutamiwa kwa linzula kresti, na akonafila kuzamaya, kai ni kai.
You say Christ, he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater treasures than that of Egypt. So he was a prisoner of Christ just like Paul was.
Mugulela kuli kreste, na atali mile kuswaba kwa kreste kuli kimaluwa matuna kufita ama egepita. Kacholo na vile mutami wa kukreste, sinafela onamana inezi Paulusi.
Remember, all three of them were prophets.
Yeah.
See? And they had to be stripped of their own thinking in order to become a prisoner to the will and the ways of God.
Mupule, baba lalu wabona kaufela nevaliwa polofita. Mwabona, minebana ni kutubulwa kuzwa kwa minano ya wanabanyi. Fakuli baba tamiwa kwa tato nilinzi la zamulimu.
Now we remember, now, that he has power to bind at his own word, he had power to loose at his own word. He could say, I loose you in the name of my king. Amen.
Kutuwafani lwa upula chwale kuli, nana ni mata akutama kalinzula hai. Nana ni mata akutamulula kalinzula hai. Na kuna kubula kuli, na akutamulula kalivizo la mule naka. Amen.
Pharaoh made Joseph his son. Christ makes his prisoners of love his son.
Amen.
And he gives them power. The same thing he has.
Pharaoh, na pangile Josepha kuwa mwana hae. Kreste, weza ngaba hae batami wa bali lato, kuwa wana ba hae wa shimani. Miwaba fama ata, tabae swana yana vile niona.
St. John 14:12, he that believeth on me, see, the works that I do shall he do also, even more than this shall he do.
Amen.
Mungoli Johani 14:12, yalu mela kuna, mwabona, misebezi yenieza, ukayeza niena. Mane ni yeminga atakufta ye, ukayeza.
Now, the prisoner of the love of Christ becomes empowered by his king, who is Christ. Amen.
Chwale, mutami wa wali lato la kresti, ubanga yafi wa mata kimule na hae, yeli ye na kresti. Amen.
And verily I say to you, if you say this mountain be moved, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you said will come to pass, you'll have what you said.
Amen.
Amen.
Mikani tinilikumina, hamuka bulele alirundule okuli, nanuha, mimusa kakanyi mwapilu ya mina, kono mulume la kuli, semu bulezi, sikae zala, mukaba ni semu bulezi.
If he abide me and my word in you, if you're yoked to me, because him and his word is the same.
Hamu inakuna, ni manzu yaka, inakumina, haiba mubeilwe kwa choko yaka, kakuliena, nilinzula hae, zaswana.
In the beginning was the word was with God, the word made flesh of all the moment, same yesterday and forever.
Kwa simulone kuna nilinzui, milinzu na alikumulimu, linzulaezwa na ma, milato ya akuluna, yaswana mawani kachenu, nikuya kuile.
If he abide me, not here and there, abide me and my word in you, ask what you will, or say what you will.
Amen.
And he had power.
Glory.
Hamu inakuna, isi nyimo ni kwani. Hamu inakuna, ni manzu yaka, aine kumina. Mukupe semulata, kamba mubulele semuvata, sikae zizwa mina. Nana ni mata.
Notice, before he come out, he had to be taken out and shaved. A few things had to be shaved off before he could meet his king.
Mulemuhe askazwa kale, nana nikuzwa inge ave uzwi. Likaze likani, nelina nikukukuliwa kwa tengi. Asika kopana kale, nimule na hae. Mwabona?
Oh God, sometimes takes his people out like that. And shaves a few of their own wills off. Shows them that they can't do this what they wanted to do. You know what I mean? They're not liberty to do what they want to do.
Oh mulimu, foku miunganga si chabasa hae kwa ndesi na chwalo. Nikuwe ula zengwe za litaka zuzabu na kuzwa kubwona. Kubabu nisakuli, hawa koni ni haiwa kweza, zene batabe la kweza. Mwaziba sentalusa. Hawa vangi mwatukulu ho, ya kweza, seba tabe la kweza.
Before they can come into full power and be a loved slave to Christ, they have to be shaved off and then presented.
Vasika afitakale, mwama atatezi. mi baba vatanga walilato ku Kristi walukera kukukuliwa ni kupatalaza.
Sometimes he takes them to the desert to do that. To shave them off and then bring them out, the anointed one, to fulfill the purpose that he's ordained them to be.
Hallelujah.
See what I mean? Brother, we're at the end time.
Fokungi uba isanga mwali halaupa. Kweza chwalo, kuba kukula kufeleleza, mikipeto ni kubatisa kwandi. Yato ziswe ili kutaleleza mulelo, waba tomezi kuli baeze. Mwabona sintalusa, wana ba Yesu, rinzi kwa maungula nako.
Remember all other times, what he's done. He's always had to take a man and make him a prisoner to him. Forsake his own.
Mupu leli nako ze mwika ufela, saa ezize. Yena kamita, na shimbanga mutu, ni kumweza kuba mutami wakuyena. Kuikambusa kuzahai.
He had to forsake everything that he knows. Forget all of his trainings and everything in order to know the will of God and to follow God.
Nana ni kuitobohali kakao ufela zana zivile. Aziva tato ya mulimu. Nikulatela mulimu.
He can't follow anything that man's got to do and God at the same time. It's too contrary one to another.
Ako nakulatela si kakao ufela seo mutu unanikweza. Ni mulimu. Kana kwe swana. Kizeluani sana. Yengwi kuyengwi.
You can't be going east and west at the same time. You can't be going right and left at the same time.
Hauko nikuya kwa upa, nikuwa wiko, kana kwe swana. Hauko nikuya kwa silio, nikuwa nzoto, kana kwe swana.
You can't be doing right and wrong at the same time. You can't be following man and God at the same time. No, sir, you're either following God or following man.
Hauko nikuweza zende, nize maswe, kana kwe swana. Hauko nikulatila mutu, ni mulimu, kana kwe swana. Vatilisha, ulukela kulatila mulimu, kamba kulatila mutu.
Now, then if you are following God and have submitted yourself to God, then you become a prisoner to that God, to that word, to that will. No matter what anything else is, you become a prisoner to it.
Chole kasamulao, aiba ulatile la mulimu, niwipe ile iliwe na kumulimu. Kona kuli, ubamutami wa kumulimu yani, kwa linzulani, kwa tato yani, akunatawa kasisi vulelwa kaufela, mufetu wakuba, kubamutami wa kuyona.
Listen. We're at the end time. And I would say this with reverence and respect as the last couple of minutes is floating by.
Muteleze, lumwanako ya maungulo. Mini batakubulela se kaku ishua nikalikute. Mizuzuye likani ya maferezo hainze ichibilika.
Look, what God, to my opinion, will do and must do and will do in this last day is to find a tool for the harvest. He's got to find a tool to thresh the floor.
Mutalime, seo mulimu kwa mupulo waka. Lulukela kweza, mi niselu swanezi kweza. Mi kiselu swanela kweza, mwaliza zile. Kiku fumanasi velekiso, saku kutulisa. Ulukela kufumanasi velekiso, kuli avele kisefafasi.
Any farmer, when he goes to his harvest, he has to have a tool to do it with. You've got to have a sharp sickle or something, some instrument to thrash out the grain. And the harvest is ripe.
Mulimi kamukana haya kwa kutulo ya hai. Ulukela kuba nisibele kiso, sakubele kakasona. Kaniti ulukela kuba ni chekesi, yebu hali kamba sisi ngucholo. Sibia na sisi ngui, kuli akutuli sebu beke. Mikutulo, ibu zuze.
God, take us in your hands. Make us bond servants of your love and use us for tools to bring the realization to this sinful cursed earth that we're living in today that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mulimu akulunge mwalizo la hao. Ulweze batanga baba tamilwe vali lato la hao. Itu selu nakubali berekiso. Ilikuti satemuho kwa lifasi la sibile. Lifasi leli kutilwe leo lupila kulona kachenu. Kuli Jesu Kriste kiaswana maabani kachenu ni kuya kuile.
For myself, God, let me be a prisoner. If all my brethren turn me down, if all my friends turn me down, I want to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ and His Word.
Kakulikuna, mulimu tuhela kulinive mutamiwa. Aiba mizwale ya Yesu kaufela wakani tokolo muha. Aiba walikanivaka kamukana wakani timboka. Nibata kwa mutamiwa wa Jesu Kriste nilinzula hae.
That I might be harnessed to His Word by the Holy Spirit. To see the Holy Spirit make the Word of God be confirmed by the same things that He said would be done. I want to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Let us pray.
Kuli nikone kuswaseha kwa linzu la hai. Kamo yao kenile. Kubona mo yao kenile aunzo opa angalinzu la mulimu. Kuli lipa kiwe kalika zeswana. Zona zana abulezi kulilika eziwa. Nibata kubamu temiwa wa Jesu Kristi. Haru la peleni.
I wonder tonight with our heads bowed, if that ambition that we have of being something else, or maybe of something that we might think be a selfish thing, wonder if we couldn't just kind of lay that aside.
Yeah. Anizivi busi waka chenu, nilito zaluna, haibata kazo yelu na nieo. Yakubasika sisi lifela, kamba muendika sika sisi mwi, seluko na kunana, kubasika sabu itati. Anizibi haiva aluna kubeya sani kwa tuko.
I wonder if some young boy here tonight look around and say, I'm going to be, when I get big, I'm going to be a certain thing.
Anizibi haiva mushimani yomu mwimo, busi waka chenu kutali makafa nikafakuli. Nikaba sakuli, anika hula. Nikaba sika sakuli nikuli.
I wonder if you could feel the will of God move in your life and say, no. My ambitions are lost now.
Anizibi haiba mwako na kwe kutuwa tatu ya mulimu. Inze izamaya. Mwabu pila wamina. Mimuli. Vatili. Na. Litakazo zaka. Lila teile chwale.
The last few days the Holy Spirit's been speaking to me. I want to yield myself to God to be a threshing instrument of this last day.
Kama zazi ya maferezo alikani. Mwayaoke nile uvile ule yakuna. Ni wata kuipa ili na kumulimu. Kuli nivesibele kiso sa kuitu sisa saliza zila mafelele zole.
Some young girl that might have ambitions of her fine lady character or maybe be a pretty little missus or maybe someday make Hollywood your career.
Musiza na yomu nyiani ya na nilitia kazo za kalive wa mfuta omunde. Kamba muendiki musala amuti yomu ngichwalo. Kamba muendiza zeli mwi kuipangela holi uduku babu kama sowa hao.
I wonder if you're not willing now to submit your ambitions in the presence of God and His Word. Hear the call of God in your own life. God knows who you are.
Anizibi haiva, awita kalezi kunelata kazo ya hao fapila mulimu. Nilizu la hai. Utwe pizo ya mulimu mwabu pilo wa hao tota. Mulimu waziba yo uliena.
I wonder if to be a minister or a servant, a worker somewhere in church. I just get in here once in a while. I don't know one third of the people sitting here tonight. But I just a little handful that's here.
Anizibi haiva kukaba mkutazi fakaufi. Kamba mutanga mubele kikoku mwakeleke. Kona nisazo kena mwahali mo. Hangwikanako. Na anizibi mungata wasichia baba nizi mwahali mo. Usibu wakachenu. Kononi sichaba nyana sisi mwahali mo.
I wonder if there be such a person that you'd be willing to say, I don't care what anyone says, I'm God's slave now. I'm going to preach His word, regardless. I don't care what my organization turns me out, I'm still going to stay at that word. I'm going to do it.
Anizibi kamba kukaba mutu ya chwalo. Yaka itakaleza kubule ya kuli. Anatiaba kasabule ya mutu fika ufila. Ni mutanga mulimu chwale. Nika kutazali nzula hae kupale kumane. Aninatava kasika kamukana. Kopano yaka haika nile kila kwandi. Nani kazula piliku ina nilinzula ni. Ni nika eza onacholo.
My will is God's will. God's will is my will. I'm going to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ by His grace and help. I'll do it. Think of it while we have our heads down.
Tato yaka kona tato ya mulimu. Tato ya mulimu kona tato yaka. Nika wamutami wa Jesu Kristi. Kamu hawa hae, nituso nikaeza. Munaane fatengi, alu nzeluina misizelito zaluna.
How many has got that ambition tonight? Would you raise your hand? That's mine too. I surrender all. With our heads bowed now. Slowly now. As you think it over now. As you pray.
Kibabakai, baba nanita kazo yeo busubo. Munanule mazo amina. Kita kazo ya kanina. Na ipea kaufela nilito zaluna zei nami chwale. Haanyinya ni chwale. Amuze mupula kazo na chwale. Munze mulapela. Na ipea kaufela. Na ipea kaufela. Kaufela uwena. Mkulu yosi waka ya fuyozwi na ipea kaufela. Na ipea. Kana mutalusa unacholo, nibata kuba mutamiwa ni aku ninge mulena. Unise kwandu ya mubupi, usi waka chenu, unilo wake. Nikuni bupasi ncha hape, kushe tumukacholo. Uwe na mpusi waka ya fuyozwi na ipea kaufela.
Heavenly Father, as the song continues to play, I thought it most profitable at this time that I break in on the song and talk to you just a moment.
Ndate ya kwali halimu, pina hainze izwala piliku opelwa, ni upuzi kuli ye kitaba Yesu anehela kana kuyona ye. Kuli ni kutu maneha nyiani kwa pina, mini ambole kuwe na fana kwenyana.
As the people are thinking, I surrender all. Father, may we do this with lack as this is our last opportunity to do it.
Sichaba hasinze sinahana zakuli na ipea kaufela. Ndate luko nisekweza se inge kuli ye kona kolo ya mafelelezo ya kweza chwalo.
Let us come with sincerity. Come unto the table of the Lord, as it was, with washed garments, washed soul, washed will, washed ambition, to surrender ourselves and let God take His word, yoke us up together with it. God's word.
Lutahe kabuse pahali, lutahe kwa tafule ya mulena, sinamone kuinezi, nilia palozeta pile, mioyo yeta pile, tato yeta pile, litakazo zeta pile, ili kuipea unabangi. Michwale mulimu, angeli nzula hae, kuluvea kwa choko hamuho nilona, linzula mulimu.
And may the Holy Spirit take us now, as we hear the yoke clink around our hearts. From tonight on, I take you to your word.
Michwale moya oke nile, ulunge chwale, alunze lutwa choko yani, inze ilila muhala lipilu zaluna. Kuzwa busiu waka chenu kuya kwa pili, na kunga kalinzula hao.
Now, don't think your own thinking, think my thoughts. Think my will, I will lead you. God grant that it'll be an experience to every one of us.
Chwale musike mwana hana miupulo ya mina, munane miupulo yaka, munane tatu yaka, nika mietelela. Mulimu, akulumeleze kuli, ive kutusise kumutu ni mutu, waluna.
These young people sitting here, husband and wife, and some coming to be a husband and wife.
Batu basa nana, baba nzimo, muna ni musala hai, mi baba ngwi, sebasu telezi, kwa kuba muna ni musali, mwali nyalo.
This older man sitting here, this minister, been along the road.
Kuna niba anaba hulu baba limo, baba liba kutazi, base babile famu kwa kwa.
Lord, you're still a devil, ah! Getting way up on the ladder.
Yep.
Our days are being numbered now.
Mimule na kiyo famu na nisweliku ya nipa amalele. Mazazi aluna asweliku baaliwa chwale.
Our steps are made more careful than what we did make them. We watch where we step. We're not as sure-footed, physically speaking, as we once were.
Miza mawe ya luna isweli kuwa kato komelo kufita mwane luiza maisi zanga. Lwa tokomela fulu hata. Aluyo kami hato ya fiela fiela. Kubulela kabutu. Sina mwane lubulele langa.
But Lord, as we see that more life is fading out and none of our footsteps are sure without you got our hand.
Kono mule na alunze lubo nakuli upilo wabutu wayunda. Mia kuna ni haiba miza mawe ya luna yeli ya niti kusina wena. Kuli uswale lizo la luna.
Now God take us, will you? Take our hearts and our will in your own hand and let us become prisoners tonight to the word, to Christ. May we live godly lives here.
Chwale mulimu akulunge, ukaezakana, ingali piluzaluna ni tato yaluna mwalizola haululi. Mitwale lweva tamiwa usiku waka chenu. Kwa linzwi ku Kriste luko nise kupila upilo wa umuli mufa.
These women, these young women, these young men, boys and girls, surrender their lives, Lord.
Mibasaliba, basizana babanchaba, mitangana eminchaye, bashimani ni basizana, baitobo hebu pilo wabo namulena.
And may their ambitions become the ambition to serve Jesus Christ and let become a prisoner of his divine grace and will. Granted, Lord.
Minilita kazo za wona, ibelita kazo za kusebeleza Jesu Kristi. Miluweba tami wa vamu hau wa hae, wavumu limu ni tatu. Lumeleza cholo mulena.
It's all I know to do, Lord. These little broke up words. And I trust that you will put them together rightly.
Kizo na zeni ziba kweza mulena. Manzwi alikani, alo vake ilea. Mini, nisepakuli wenauka avea hamoho. Kaswanelo.
Because it's hot in here, and people want to listen, but it's real warm, and many have to go home and go to work early. But many don't see, just lay into their heart a prison.
Kakuli kwa chisa mwahalimo, misi chava sivata kuteleza, kono luli kwa futumala hakalo, mivungata vana nikuya kwa malapa, nikuyoya kwa musevezi kakusasana, kono chwale lipeu zani, hali inefela mwali piluzabona, mutami wa.
Go home and say to the wife as they, before they get ready to get down and pray this afternoon or this evening by the bedside, look across to one another and say, dear, what about that tonight? Have we really become prisoners to Christ and His will, or do we work to our own will?
Kuya kwa hae, mibabule lele musalabona, sinamone basikai tukisa kalekuli, wakalekula pela. Musiali wo, kamba mazi wana haa, kwa tuko ni mumbeta kutalimana yomu mwi bali. Mulatiwa, kuchwa ngika saa ni busiu wakachenu, kamba lubileba tami wa luli kukresti ni tato ya hae, kamba lubelekela kakulata kwa lunabangi.
They young men and young women everywhere, especially those who heard the message tonight, ask themselves that same question. Am I willing to become a prisoner, forsaking my own life?
Mechwale mitangana nilikalive, kai ni kai, sihulu vani baba utueli ngusa, usiubo. Vai puzevo na vangi puzo Yesu anayani. Kulikana na itakaleza kwa mutamiwa, kuitobu wabu pilo waka luli.
He that saves his life shall lose it. But he that will lose his life for my sake shall find it.
Yena yabu keleza bupilo wa hae ukala telwa kibona. Kono, ya kala telwa kibupilo wa hae kaba kalaka ukai pumanela bona.
Father, we know that it's become a prisoner of you. Lose our own ambitions and our own desires to find joy. And we have eternal life. Grant it, Lord.
Nda telwa ziba sani kikuli, luwewa tami wa hao, lulate iselita kazo za luna ni tato ya luna. Kuli lufuma neza hao. Kona kuli, luna nibupi lobu safeli. Lumeleza cholo mulena.
Only thing I know is to commit it now into your hands. And may it become fruitful and bring forth great tools for the last day harvest.
Taba fela yeni ziba, kikuli vea fela chwale mwali zola hao. Mi, live miselwa hulu, nikutisa livele kiso zetuna. Zetuna za kutulo yaliza zila maungulo.
Women, boys, and girls surrendered to the complete will of God and become prisoners of Jesus Christ to His love, shackled with fetters of divine love. We ask that in His name.
Vana ni vasali, vashimani ni vasizana, vaba ipeile kwa tato, ye peteli ya mulimu, mivaweva tamiwa ba Jesu Kristi, kwa lilato la hai, vaba tatelizwe kami hala ya lilato la vumulimu kukresti, luali kupa kalivizo la hai.
Na ipea ka ufela
alu yemengi
na ipea ka ufela ka ufela uena mu
Alule ni fela unacho alu hapi. Ni metu alu na aitimile. Ni mazo alu na muhalimu.
Na ipea kaufela. Na ipea kaufela. Kaufela uwena. Mukusi waka ya fuyozwi na ipea kaufela.
Now if we'll bow our head and before the dismissing song is sung, I'll take the name of Jesus with you.
Chwale haiva luina misalito zaluna. Michwale pina ya kuzwa isika opirwa kale ya kuli. Mungeli vizo la Jesu.
I'm going to ask that this brother here, I forget his name, the sister testified about the vision of darkness coming over, which was healed. And remember, looking back, the veil was gone. Her faith did that. You dismiss us in prayer, will you, brother, and ask God's blessings upon us.
Nika kupakuli, kuli muzwale yofa, nilivezili bizola hai, kezeli yana afilebu paki kazapo ono ya lififi, lene limutahela. Yana afolisizwe. Mimu upule, kakutalima kwa mulaho, lisila, nese liile, tumelo ya hae, kona eneze sani. Ululu kulule muatapelo, ukaeza cholo mzwale, miukupeli mbuyoti za mulimu, fali mwaluna.